What's up, guys? I am Thomas Dobaziola, whatever you want to call me. I'm here with my co-host, Marty O'Neill.
What's up, guys?
What's up? This is the Dope as Usual podcast. We're here to talk about life, problems, drugs, accomplishments, and everything in between. I'm super excited today. Today's an episode that many people have asked for, and it's finally here. This is the Travis Thompson episode.
Come on, man.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, but first off, dab's up to Thank the gang. You. Oh, wait. Was crazy.
You're West Coast still?
I'm a West Coast.
I do this in East Coast, and everybody just stops, and I go.
I know, I ain't gonna lie. That was crazy. That's that like Cali skater shit.
100%.
You know, so that's like that skate park handshake.
That's exactly where I got it from.
In Seattle, it's like this, and then you go, like that. And he's a little snap.
That's too much gangbanger looking shit out here. Yeah. Like, any finger movements, I'm like,
I don't know about all that. I'm just, hey, man, I'm just out the way. You feel me?
No, I have a lot of homies do this one.
Oh yeah, that's like the South End, Seattle. Like I don't know. That's not my business though.
Got you. I just remember little handshakes as kids. Like,
for sure. Okay. No, I be wishing, bro. I see the rappers on stage with their DJ. I be like, oh fuck, we need one
choreographed all sick.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah,
that would be kind of tight.
Me and my boys used to slap each other up with the left hand, only to each other though. So you'd walk in a room, hit everybody up with the right hand, but then only us with the left.
Oh, that's like taboo, but just for y'all.
That's ambidextrous.
That's
shit.
Like doing the Satan, like. Exactly. It's like taboo, but damn, that's the homies though.
Snap the fuck out of your finger too. You smack
the. Oh yeah, you gotta hit the cool snap. Yeah. You feel me? Yeah, no, I hit a snap the other day, and someone was like, "Ooh, little white boy hit the snap." I was like, "I don't know, man. Hey." Yeah,
it comes with the territory, man.
Exactly.
Real quick, those pictures I sent you, can you just pop them up real quick? So before we started, we talked about it. People, the reason I found you is because everybody's like, yo, is this your brother? I go, what the hell? Because I used to have the same hair, like the same hair, bro.
I know.
So I just want to show everybody real quick that we don't look alike at all.
Oh, is this two photos of us next to each other?
Bro, I saw this picture. I go, what? No.
Yeah, no,
this is too much, man.
No, I hear you.
Yo, there's
a
picture.
No, but that's what I was just saying, bro. It's been fun to watch, like, you and this other kid named Young Jeff. People always tag us together. So it's like, I've watched you guys' ascension just through, like, getting tagged on Instagram. And then when I finally got tapped in, I'm like, oh, this shit is hard. You guys are really doing something different, bro.
Same thing I said. I'm like, this guy does look like me. His music's sick. Yeah. And it takes a while. You know what I mean? You listen to go.
No, for sure. Because at first, you want to be offended. You'd be like, I'm cuter than this motherfucker.
I just got him, like, yeah,
but now he cut the hair. You lit now. My boy glowing. I cut it, come bro. On. Oh god. Yeah. Yo, what's up, cousin?
Yo, come on. I'll pop it up on the screen, but my whole high school, that's the exact same haircut though. Yeah. You saw it.
Rosie was like, if you'd had a Hollister hoodie on, I wouldn't have even thought twice when I walked in here.
No, I had one nice
that's
hoodie.
That's hella funny, bro. Yeah, no. If I got a tan and you let your shit grow, bro, come on.
100%.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I know you smoking stuff. I know we're hell not there in the nice guy clock yet. How far are we?
I thought we off the nice guy
Let's
clock.
Let's just smoke then. Okay.
Are we smoke? Yes, bro. That's what I need, bro. I brought like a whole quarter yesterday, and my God, yes.
You have a lighter right next to you also.
Let's go. What are we smoking? What is this?
This one is called, it was ugly. And I'm like, this is the one you're saying? It's the fire? He goes, I swear to God. And I, out of all the people at the spot, I go, this dude Zach is the snob. Like, what's smoking? He goes, honestly, that blue petrol. It's the ugliest weed ever, but it's so gas.
It was blowing.
All right. Well, then we'll try it.
Blue petrol.
Sure. Never heard of it.
Do you have that other lighter, Marty?
Blue petrol. I was got to imagine it's like an OG or it's gassy.
Smoking, yes, I was smoking bowls. Let me just use that lighter. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Go first.
I see you guys are joint people. That's how I know you really smoke. I'm still a backwood guy.
Ooh.
But I'm in like frontos and loose leaves and shit, but I'm trying to phase out.
You're in the cold.
Exactly. Is that what it is? But I don't know, but that's what I only smoke joints when it's like sunny out.
Really?
I swear to God, because like on a sunny day, I like land in LA and I'm like get to my B&B and I roll up. I'm like, oh, let me roll the paper up. Because it feels like, I don't know, like I got the breezes, the sun is hitting me.
I get what you're saying.
But when I'm home and it's like windy and cold out, I want to like curl up in my hoodie.
It's like a blanket.
You feel me? And that shit burns for a whole hour. I'm not rich enough to be smoking big ass joints like this all fucking day.
But the backwoods are so expensive.
They are expensive, bro. But I've been on the Fronto and the Loose Leaf lately.
Okay.
And the Zimmies. You fuck with the Zimmies? You ever heard of the Zimmies? Uh-uh. Z-E-M-I-S. I don't know, but
some new shit?
There's some Sacramento kids was rapping about it, so I seen it at the store, and I was like, oh, let me go fuck with this shit. And it's hard, bro. It's like definitely way too harsh. I like people hit that shit, and they go, oh my, what is you doing, bro?
Paper but bag like, status?
Yeah, I'm a tobacco addict. I gotta relax.
Yeah, I used to smoke nothing but Swishers and White Owls.
But so I remember a motherfucker told me, he was like, if you only smoke weed in blunts, you don't really love the weed.
That's how I feel. I got to be honest.
And you know, it, he's not changes. Lying, bro. Taste he's not changes. Lying, bro. Yeah. And it's yeah, it's not the same experience, bro. You feel me?
Like, shout out to all the backwoods smokers, though. If you like it, you like it. Some people just eat tobacco. They just like tobacco.
No, addicts. For real. They're rolling skinny little backwood blunts and shit. Or they're rolling fat ass backwoods for no reason, bro. I hate that shit.
You hate
I
it?
I hate a fucking... Yeah, no, I like a good little 1.5 in the backwood or something. And I cut the backwood down so it's not too much.
Oh, so it's like right here.
It's like a square. It looks like a paper damn near when I cut it. Because some people is just big ass blunt because you don't know how to roll. So you roll a big ass blunt.
It's easy.
And of some boof ass weed, you feel me? Like, yeah, that backwood shit is kind of out now.
What about bong rips and dabs and shit like
See,
that?
See, my lady is a bong rip person. I, the bong is sitting on the... But like I said, like I need the tobacco damn near. I need the... And there's something about...
You don't rolling. Want the weed without the tobacco.
I'll hit a bong rip if I'm like... It's like 3 a.m. and I'm awake and I go take a piss. I'll be like, yeah, let me hit some weed before I go back to bed. But like, I don't know, the bong... It feels like diet weed to me sometimes.
You need... All right, I got some
I'm
shit.
Disrespectful. I know. No, I know that's crazy. I know.
At the end, I'll get you a bong rip.
Okay, you'll let's go. Come on. It. You'll come love on, it. Bro. I know. I need to... You guys are like organic, like real smokers, though. I'm like a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you smoke what you smoke, man. It's all good.
Shit, though. Yeah.
Fuck, what was I going to say? The bong rips. Sorry, I got caught off track. Oh, before we started, you asked me where I'm from.
Hell yeah.
I said Fresno. I go, well, by Merced. And you knew.
I know Merced, Cuddy.
That's shocking, dude.
Hell yeah, bro. I mean, shit, I'm a West Coast baby, so like, and I've been following, you know, Thizzler, obviously Thizzler. Yeah. They post like Ghetto Boy from Merced.
A lot.
And he was part of a rap group with this kid named Babyface Wood from Yakima.
From where you're at?
Yeah, well, Eastern. I'm from like Seattle, like Western Washington. Eastern Washington, like 3 hours away. There's a city called Yakima, and that's where bro is from. You know what I'm saying? And they're in a rap group together called Red Alert.
That happened.
Hey, the ties, the red, two the red ties, over.
Yeah.
The red ties.
Oh, the red ties. Yeah, gotcha.
That's not my business though.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Thizzler does such a great job on Instagram.
They showed up.
Oh, bro. Like, yeah, no, that shit is tight, bro. Like, they putting a lot of West Coast kids on, bro. That's how I find like all these West Coast artists I listen to, bro.
You're born and raised Seattle?
I'm born in, what's it called? I was born in Seattle, but then I moved up to Dutch Harbor, Alaska. So
what?
Like, yeah, bro, Dutch Harbor, like in the very corner, like where they filmed Deadliest Catch and shit.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I was there till I was like 6, and then I moved back to Seattle. And but my family's from the Navajo Reservation in Arizona, so we would just go back and shit like that. But yeah, so I'm a Seattle kid though. Yeah.
Okay, so you're from Seattle. You moved to Alaska. Would you see a bunch of bears and
yeah,
snow?
Yeah, well, no, here's the thing, bro. Is like, that's like Anchorage and like Juneau and shit. Like, I was in Dutch Harbor, which is straight fishing. And I was only there because my parents are chefs.
They're chefs.
So you see it, but you see it, my boy. You know what I'm saying? Both
parents?
Yeah, they both were chefs, yeah. That's how they met. They was working at like hotels in Seattle, like chefing together and
that's
shit.
That's cool.
Yeah, but... what's it called? I moved up because they were chefs at the galley, which is where all the fishermen would eat. So I was just like a little restaurant baby until I was like 6. You feel me? And it was fire, bro. Because that's like I was eating like pho and like an injera and like birria tacos and shit when I was like a little ass kid, bro. You feel me? Like
cultured.
That's when I was really cool because fisherman shit is cultured. You feel me? So like yeah, it was fire, bro. Like yeah, I loved Alaska, but at the same time, like. It's not sustainable, bro. You can't live there for real.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
At least in Dutch Harbor, bro. Like,
bears can't.
You only live there to work, you feel me? But like Anchorageville, it's one of my favorite cities in the world to play.
It's like a city?
Yeah, Anchorage is, bro, is lit. I'm telling you, bro. You can stay out till 6 a.m. and get like a lobster roll from the bar, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
The sun's out, right?
The sun never goes down, brother.
Oh, that's...
It gets dusk at like midnight and then it comes back up.
Yo, that would drive me insane.
I remember being a little kid. We didn't have blinds on the apartment, so we were putting blankets on. We were like nailing blankets on the windows because the sun wouldn't go down for months. So yeah, you're a little. Imagine being like a little baby too. You don't know when to sleep because it's just the sun. Tell you, I'm a little badass kid, bro. I was just up at 4 a.m. all the time, bro. Just like doing dumb shit, running around the apartment buildings with fishermen and shit. Telling you, bro, it's lit up there.
Are you only child?
What? No, I got an older sister, but she's like 6-7 years older. So
oh,
it's like,
whole different.
You know how that go. It's like, but that's why it's cool though. Like me and my sister never beef about nothing because she's like young ass up. Like you know what I'm saying? Like you feel me? It's cool. It's cool.
Damn. Okay, Alaska, and then you said Navajo Reservation.
Navajo
Arizona.
Reservation. That's in Northeast Arizona.
So many people ask like, me if I'm native.
For real?
So
I mean, yeah.
They
if you
ask
told me
you
was native,
lot.
I'd be like, for sure.
Okay.
Wait, you're Mexican though?
Yeah. Yeah.
In my book, you native. But, in my book, you native, but that depends on who you ask. You feel
that's
me?
True.
But
it's a good. That's
in
a good
my book,
to put
you native,
it.
Brother. But
so in Arizona,
in Northeast Arizona, like kind of near like Albuquerque, New Mexico, like 2 hours outside Albuquerque,
okay.
New Mexico. Yeah. So like, yeah. So that's like home too.
What's that like?
Man, I'm a off the res Indian, you feel me? So like I go for summer shit and then they come up for summer shit. But it's like, it's hella different, bro. It's just like the boonies, the desert. But I don't know, it's like rich in culture and tradition, but at the same time, it's like not much going on out there, bro. Like it's hard for my family to find jobs, you feel me? Like I'm posting on Instagram like, hey, who on the res got work type shit, you feel me? But Brenda Thompson got a trash service now that you can go in Fort Defiance, Arizona. Please go tap in with her. It's my auntie. Shit. But yeah, Russia, it's not much going on out there. But like, yeah, it's like I go every year to visit my family and we usually play a show there every year, like on a fairgrounds. Yeah.
So when you go into a reservation, I've never even seen.
The thing is, you probably have, but you didn't know.
It's a town.
The thing is, they're different everywhere you go.
Oh,
so geez. Like in Washington, there's Eastern Washington reservations where there's like a desert where it reminds me of Arizona. But then there's reservations just outside the city where you can like go. There's amphitheaters where you can see fucking Nickelback perform type shit. Yeah. You feel me? Like there's some reses with casinos. There's some reses with not it with like they don't got like you feel me? Like my res has like a Walmart 30 minutes from the crib and like an Applebee's. And like and some like a Taco Bell and a Sonic and shit. But at the same time you call 911. Like my grandma had to call 911. No one showed up for like an hour, bro. Like you call 911, it gives you to another, it directs you to another line. I'm telling you, bro, it's like so, but it's hard though, because I hate talking about it sometimes because I don't want to like only like
say the negative,
you feel me? Cause like sometimes I went on Sway and I had a bunch of like native activist people be like, why you like the poorest of the poor? Well, you da 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 da. Like I grew up like, and I'm like, bro, my family lives in a house too. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know what we're like, bro, like what? But at the same time, like there's, I don't know. It still feels very underrepresented and underexplained, especially on media platforms like this. You feel me? So like, but at the same time, like, I don't know. The res is different everywhere, but it's beautiful. And it's, I don't know. We've been delegated or dealt a shitty hand. Do you feel me? So yeah.
In Buffalo, it's different though. Ominous. It's, so you get,
it all
you
depends on the city. Oh, over. For surely though. Yeah.
But you in Buffalo?
There's yeah, bro, there's reservations sure. in every state in America.
I had no fucking idea about that.
Yeah, bro. Like,
I've never
been
talked
you.
About it before. I stopped in Arizona to get gas once, and I'm like, damn, that Mexican guy got braids. And I go, oh, he's a native. Oh, yes. Because I've never seen a native fool.
No,
like,
for sure.
Like, braids, but he came up in a truck and, like, jeans.
Nah, I hear you, bro. Like, even in, like Seattle, wow, bro, like, they push the natives super far south or super far north. So if you're in the city of Seattle, you might, like, every street name and every part of Seattle. Seattle's named after Chief South, who's a native. Every street in Washington or city is a Native American name. You feel me?
I did not know
but
that.
You motherfuckers would never know. You know what I'm saying? That. Or even when I'm down here in LA, you can see a little shit like that, or in Arizona. But yeah, man, it's just one of them things where you got to start talking about this shit so everyone sees the world in a different way.
I had no idea,
me?
Man.
Yeah, bro.
Buffalo's
yeah.
like that too. Lackawanna, Cheektowaga, Tonawanda.
Oh, I'm telling shit. You, bro. Exactly. Those are exactly, bro.
I didn't even think about that.
If you go to Seattle, it's like Mukilteo, Puyallup. You know what I'm saying? Like Yakima. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all like native.
Sick
you know
ass
saying,
words,
bro. You're telling me.
Mad syllables and shit.
For surely, bro.
So this makes...
No, it's a cool way to grow up, though. And it feels rare on some rap shit, too. Like... Yeah. When I walk into buildings, people are like, oh, wait, for real? Like, what, damn? And they want to know. So like, it's a blessing in a way. You feel me? Yeah.
I've never heard a Native American rapper in my whole career listening
hey,
to rap.
Hey, man. Hell, I mean, yeah, that's a damn shame. But at the same time, like, I completely understand. Yeah.
Have you heard of another?
There's definitely, hell yeah, bro. There's a few who are killing shit right now. Obviously, there's like Superman and like there's a kid named Rez Coast Grizz. I promise y'all. Fuck
Rez
him.
Coast Grizz? I yeah, love that
yeah.
name.
Yeah, I'm
damn.
Telling you, bro. He on some like Juice WRLD shit. And he,
I
like,
love that name.
And he looked like my cousin or something, bro. Like, he's fresh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's like the snotty nose Rez kids and shit. Like, bro, I'm telling you, like Natani Means, like Tia Wood, like there's Native artists out here killing it. And there's like there's classic Native American band shit that motherfuckers won't even like. Come and get your love. That's a Native American band, bro.
I didn't know that.
Exactly, bro. Like, yeah.
It's popular song.
How did the Native American side of your family feel about weed growing up?
They lit. Hell yeah. I mean, my dad, what's it called? He was a drinker for a while, but he stopped and shit. Like, he got sober and shit when I was a kid. So, but and like, he'll hit the weed and shit every now and then. Now, when we like on a camping trip or we in a new city or something, like we was in Europe and we was in Amsterdam at one of them cafes. And my dad like reaches for the weed. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? Hey, but it was, you know what I'm saying? So, and they're cool. My mom is lit too. Like, my mom hid the weed from me forever, bro. Like, I didn't, I was hiding weed from her. She was hiding weed from me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know she smoked until, like, I started rapping, bro.
Stop it.
I swear to God, because I was rapping about this weed shit. And then she, like, sits down, and she's like, why are you lying? I'm like, what? She's like, why are you trying to be something you're not? I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you don't smoke weed. And I was like, oh, mom, like, I've been smoking weed since I was, like, a little ass kid.
You're grounded now.
You feel me?
Got your ass.
And she was like, oh, well, I smoke weed. I was like, what the fuck? And my mom is like a Christian lady. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, so it's shocking to you.
So to me, it was shocking. To my sister and my aunties and shit, they was like, look at this kid, like, hiding his weed, thinking he hard as fuck. No, and then I learned who my mom was and who my dad was. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was lit. They was out here. You feel me?
That's awesome.
Yeah, my How mom, old shit. Were you when this happened?
I was like 19, 18, 19. You feel me? So I was, but I was, we were hiding weed from each other. You know what I'm saying? But I would smell it, thinking it was. I'm like, where did I put this weed? Not knowing it's my mom. You feel me? But at the same time, she hates when I be talking about this shit because she think her church friends is gonna judge her or something. And I'd be like, man, fuck them friends, bro. Like, it's weed. It's not that deep, bro. No, you know what I'm saying?
It's 2023 also.
It's 20. And we did like a cut video where she admitted she like drank a little beer while like she was pregnant. And the comments was like, oh my god. And she was like, take it down. No, no, no. She cool though. Yeah, she lit though. That's fine. They're hella supportive, bro. And they're cool. They're regular ass folks. You feel me? Like, it's tight.
This is awesome to hear.
Yeah, bro. They're cool. It's a good upbringing to have as a rapper. You feel me? Because some rappers, like, they don't, parents don't even know they rap till they sell out a show. You know what I'm saying? My parents was like on it early, taking supportive. Me to shows as like a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, my dad's been taking me to shows forever.
It's what, like, kind of shows?
Like, rock shows, local rap shows. Like, my parents, I think my first date was a reggae show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're just, I grew up with, like, no one really made music, but it was just, we loved music. So, yeah, it was a good upbringing.
What was the first concert you ever went to?
Man, it's so weak, bro. It's embarrassing,
Stop,
bro.
Stop, I got
it's
a
so weak, bro.
Worse than yours.
You're not even going to know it, too. It's like this girl named Stacy Arrico. She had a couple random hits. She played the Puyallup Fair. You feel me? But the first concert that I, like,
you chose to go.
I chose to go to was probably, like, a Blue Scholars Macklemore show back in Seattle. Like, just because I was a super big Seattle hip hop fan as a little kid. Like, when I was like 13, 14, like, I was a kid in a backpack, like, at the show, like, trying to meet people, trying to, like, listen to people rap when they did the little ciphers and shit. And, like, eventually when I was in high school, I started a podcast so I could, like.
You did?
Hell yeah, bro. I was like, bro, I had a
podcast. What was it called?
It was called Poets with a Podcast. It's still on SoundCloud, bro.
No.
I swear to God, bro. Like, because, yeah, I was doing spoken word poetry and shit. Yeah, so I did. I started a podcast too because I was like, I want to be a rapper. How do I meet the scene, bro? Because I'm at these shows, but I'm a little ass kid, bro. How do I meet people? Yeah. And I was like, well, everyone wants to do an interview. Like, everyone just feel like they want to talk about themselves. Like, fuck it. Then we just start a podcast. And this was early, bro. This was 2013, 2014.
So they had to be a long time ago.
I'm telling you, bro. This was like RSS feeds where, like, just people were just learning what that shit was. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, it was just like me, fucking Marc Maron, and, like, you know what I'm saying? Brother. It was wild, bro. I feel like early on that shit, bro. But yeah, I had a podcast and shit. That's how I started rapping. And, like, that's how I got in the scene, really. That's how I met all this.
No shit.
Yeah, bro. I swear to God, man. I'm a hustler, man. I'm a hustler.
Damn, I couldn't even imagine. Because you look like. How many times people ask you, are you 17?
Oh, hey, I get carded at the
Everywhere.
Movie theater. I get carded at the movie theater,
for
bro.
For trying to get beers and shit.
Oh, for trying to get into an R-rated movie, motherfucker. Bro, yeah, I'm still getting carded for Backwoods and everything, bro. If I buy, sometimes I try to buy, like, NyQuil or a lighter or something, I get carded,
or
bro.
Or a lighter.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, bro, it's wild.
You got the sleeve, though. That kind of says.
Yeah, like 18, that's kind of what, like, at the bars now, true. People usually kind of let me slide now. But, yeah, I didn't have these tattoos until, like, 2019, I think. Yeah. And then I got a deal and I was like, oh, I have tattoo money, let me go crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. And then you become a rapper and then it gets expensive as fuck. You feel me? But yeah.
Is that all you got? You got a bunch of more?
I got like some leg shit and I got my chest and shit.
Nice.
I'm trying to get more, but bro, every time I get a tattoo, I'm like, who am I, bro? Who do I think I am, bro? This shit hurts, bro. I am not a hard body, bro. Like, every time I sit down, I'm like, oh, this shit is, I am wincing, bro. And the older you get, the more it hurts.
Damn, see, I ain't got not one because I'm afraid of needles.
Oh, shit. Oh, my bad, bro. You're
I'm afraid of needles, bro.
What was the worst spot so far?
Like, oh, the chest, bro. The chest, oh, like, God. Right here on your sternum, bro. It's like a jackhammer right under your bone. Ugh. But that's like right where you breathe. So you're like.
So you have to move.
You're like, bro, I'm telling you, bro. It's like, that shit sucks, bro.
I'm afraid
and
I'll
then,
start
like,
it.
Up here in like the super, like, super high arm, like almost armpit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bro. That shit.
See what he just said. I'm afraid I'll start and go, I'm out.
That's kind of, bro.
Out.
The thing is, though, I had, once you start, on like an invisible spot in the arm, and it looks like it's part of a sleeve. It forces you to go. Like, look how goofy this. I just got this in Amsterdam because I didn't. I am done with this arm, and I'm like, fuck, I have to keep going because this shit look goofy as fuck, bro. Just the hand and the, that's adorable.
Like, that's adorable. I like the way you put that.
You feel me, bro? Nah, that's hell hilarious. Yeah, man. Yeah,
that's funny.
So before we get off that, say growing up on the res is what you called it, and then I saw a little article about you were on that the show Reservation Up. My sister
hell
watches
yeah.
that shit.
Oh,
heavy.
She fuck with it.
My sister watches it heavy.
Oh hell yeah.
So how'd that come about,
bro? So like you said, you never heard of a Native American rapper, so it's not many, bro. Like it's a small community of us who really like we all for the most part pretty fucked. I'm learning more of the dynamics of how it goes. Anyways, but. They're off, like, everyone who worked on that show damn near already knew who I was. They was a fan, bro. Like, they've been tapped in for years. Like, even the creator, Sterling Harjo, like, he's been known about it and shit. Like, and the kids who were on the show, like, DeFerro, and, like, he already knew about it and shit. Like, so when I pulled up to set, bro, like, well, how it happened, my bad, I'm getting ahead of myself. How it happened, bro, was the show trailer comes out. My dad is like, you got to do something with this. You got to get a song on here. So that's where my head was. I need a song on this show. So for the whole first season, I'm blowing them up. Like, if you need a song, anything you need from me, Sterling, bro, I got you. You need a new song, an old song. You want me to create a song? Like, fuck it. Like, I'll do whatever. And then after a while, like, I saw they posted they needed extras for, like, the second season. So I just posted it to my story. And at this point, I have 100,000 followers or whatever. So we have a little bit of a fan base. I'm like, it's like, tell these people you're trying to see me as an extra on this show.
Yeah.
Just because I want them to keep my name in their heads. You feel me? And then after like a week, bro, they like posted that. I mean, they hit my DM talking about they have an audition. And bro, I flipped shit, bro. I was like, oh my God. And like for a real role, bro, like what the fuck? I thought it was like a one line thing. They sent me, it's like a big character in the episode and shit. I was like, okay, bet. So I was just watching YouTube auditions and like YouTube videos all week trying to figure out how to be an actor. I did some shit over Zoom and they fucked with it. I waited like 2 months. And then, like, I got a call, like, you want to come to Oklahoma in, like, 3 or 4 days? I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Yeah, bro, hell yeah. And when I got there, bro, it was so lit. It was, like, the most supportive shit ever. Like, they were treating me like the rap star, bro. Nice. You feel me? Like, they're playing my songs for Marc Maron and shit. He's just sitting there, like, listening to my shit. Like, oh, this is kind of hard, bro. It's crazy, bro. Like, it was a trip. Like, and that Hulu shit is different, bro. They're coming around with towels and fans, like on some superstar shit, a little baby water bottle. It's crazy, bro.
They got a fan.
Yeah, they got a fan.
I feel you.
No, I realized that to have a person come over from that with a Hulu hat that's just spraying you with a fan.
I would be like, no, like, you don't need to do that. I feel odd.
That's how I
felt. Keep doing that shit.
Exactly, bro. At first, it's like, oh, that's weird. And then after on your second day, you're like, where's the fan at? Like, come on. Like, you feel me?
No, that's sick as hell.
No, for real, though. And that show is monumental, bro. Like, that show is like, there's never been a show about reservation kids, you feel me? And that, like, I had a fucking panic attack when it came out, too. Like, I opened Hulu, and to watch it, bro, like, I was like, oh, damn, this is forever. Like, rap shit is only as long as you want to make it last, but that shit gonna sit on Hulu forever.
Did you see it before so it came
I
was
No, I didn't see a damn thing.
Oh, no.
I saw a trailer, and I had, like, one little part in the trailer, so, like, I'm sitting there with my girl and my sister, like, tweaking the fuck out. I paused them. Like, is it good? And they're like, let us watch it. Calm the fuck down. And I'm like, bro. But yeah, bro, like that shit changed my life too. Like everywhere I go, people are like coming up to me talking about it. It's tight, bro.
That's awesome.
It's an amazing opportunity, bro. That show is amazing. Yeah.
And how did it go on set in terms of like?
Oh, it was lit, bro. Like they were like, those kids aren't even acting. Those are some real res kids, bro. Those are some real like, they're hard body. Like, they're going to be stars and shit. So I ain't even going to talk about all the shit we was getting into out in Tulsa and shit. But, like, bro, we was really wilding, running around, getting lit, like, catching snakes on the side of the freeway, like, on some reservation Oklahoma shit, bro. Shout out my Muskogee. Oh, it's hard. But, yeah. But, like,
catching
bro.
Catching snakes.
I swear to God, on some real red shit, bro. It was lit. And, yeah, bro, like, the whole experience was fire. And, like, Tulsa is a crazy city. Like, it's dope. People don't even know. Like, Tulsa's a film city. Like, they're filming hella movies out there. Like, when I was out there, bro, like Bill Hader's parents were at the coffee shop, and they're like, oh, it's Bill Hader's parents. I'm like, why are Bill Hader's parents? They're from here? They're like, oh, no, but he films here. Like, he got a house. I'm like, what Weird. The fuck, bro? Like, yeah, there's hella celebrities in Tulsa, Oklahoma, like, on the low.
They
it's so crazy.
The weed
and exactly, bro, on the, yeah, it's like the Wild West of weed out there
it
right
still
now,
is.
Bro. Yeah, bro. But the food was good. The clubs and the bars were popping. So shout out Tulsa, bro. The whole time, yeah, Reservation Dogs was like life-changing, bro. For real.
Sick, dude. Yeah, my sister watches it heavy. I gotta start.
Gotta watch it, bro. You gotta watch it, bro. It's a real show about some reservation kids. It's hard, bro.
Oh, Mark, you doing your joint?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, sir.
And sorry. I didn't really have to, like, even act. They just wanted me to be myself. Mm. Like I said, I'm pretty sure I said, like, hella and, like, bruh.
Hella?
Yeah.
Yo, you know where somebody's from when you hear that shit.
For sure.
It's nonstop. I say hella. I say hella too much. Damn, that was dumb. all right, let's get into something real quick. I wanted to bring it up. I've heard your music. I follow you.
Yeah.
You know, you ever hear an artist and you just, you know, I don't think I've ever watched more than like a music video. Let me go watch some more shit and you go, I know all these songs, but I've never seen the video. Weird. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like about an art. So I went and watched your videos, right? I was like, you know, let me watch some more. There's a song in there. I swear to God, bro. I thought you were 9 years old, bro. There's a horchata.
That's my very first song ever, bro.
Bro.
That's your first one ever? Yes, that's my first song ever, bro.
It was cool.
That was my first time in the studio.
That was awesome. You were a little kid, though.
Yeah, bro. I was like, I think I had just graduated high school, so I was 18.
Oh, dude, I thought you were like 14.
Oh, yeah, no, I still look like a fucking 18-year-old. But like, yeah bro. Like, no, I think I was just graduated. Yeah, that was insane.
Wow, I thought you were in like just getting out of middle school. I got
bro. Yeah, I know, bro. And I just got a stupid ass haircut. Like,
I got a dumb haircut,
but I cut it shorter, so I look like a super baby, and it's like super bowl cutted out, bro. Like, oh man, bro.
I love the video.
That shit changed my life, though. That shit, like, I was working like a regular ass job, and then like out of nowhere one day, that shit went up on Reddit. But then it was corny because people was trying to say, like, a rapper from Reddit did it. And I was like, I'm not from Reddit, bro. I didn't even have an account until, like, 6 months ago, bro. But anyway, but, like, no, that shit went up on Reddit and, like, started going crazy. And, like, that's what, like, led to a bunch of shit in Seattle and, like, starting to bubble for me.
Bro, it was great. I love, who thought of the video?
I think I came up with the video, but it was shot by the homie Raffy.
Bro, yeah. It was one... Yeah, I just wanted
the one take.
Oh, yeah, the one take.
And I had the homies all lined up. Oh,
taking a piss, doing
this
shit.
Yeah, bro. And it's crazy because I still kick it with like damn near most of those people. And everyone looks like a fucking baby, bro. Everyone else, because I damn near look the same, but everyone else has grown the fuck up. So they like, it's insane to watch.
That's one of my notes.
Yeah.
All the homies in the videos stay the same.
Yeah.
All the same people. That's one of my notes. They're all the same people.
Yeah.
I've really seen it years and years go by. I'm like, yeah, same bro. Dudes
that's what
around.
I'm saying, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Everything we do is super homegrown. And like, I was independent for a while, signed a deal, and I'm back independent again. Like, and even when we were on the label, it was like, it was a super independent style deal. Like, and everything we do is in house. And like, you feel me? Like, the homies, there's like, that's what I be trying to tell people, bro. Like, there's greatness in the homies if you like nurture it and like really look for it.
But also, you got to find the ones that are for real.
For sure, because, it's like super draining to like watch wasted potential.
Yeah. It's the worst, actually.
You know, I'm telling you, bro. Like,
it can be your downfall, too.
That's what I'm saying. That shit'll kill you. That shit'll really like.
It's why you say
you.
That.
I'm telling
you,
bro. Like,
it's a stress.
Especially being from like a city like Seattle, it's hard to like. I just watch people like get in their head and like trick themselves out of like cool positions. And I feel like, and I only say that because I've almost done that to myself. You feel me? So like, but it's really frustrating to watch. But I remember I saw Rex Life. You ever heard of Rex Life Raj? He's an artist from the Bay. Yes, he's fire, bro. I went on tour with him this past year, but I saw him in Seattle randomly. We were at a James Blake show and he didn't even tell me he was in town. We just bumped into each other. But he was like, hey bro, like, I feel like I can sense you going through something right now, but I just from the outside looking in, it looks great. So just keep it looking great. Don't fold publicly because something's coming. You know what I'm saying? And it was just one of those moments where I'm like, damn, bro. Like, you ever like realize I'm in a position right now where everybody else would have folded?
100, yeah.
You feel me? So, those are the moments where I feel like actual magic happens. It's like, okay,
it's
now
layer.
It's like, okay, now you have something. Now I have a reason to root for you. You feel me? Like, and that's kind of like, you feel me? That's what I get from when I watch Wasted Potential type shit. Like, I'm like, oh, like, I can't dwell on like little shit like that, cause that, or like the homies, I can't worry about the homies, you know what I'm saying? Cause like, we have a mission. You know what I'm saying? We're on a mission and we gotta make this shit look good. You feel me?
I love the way you put that.
Come on, bro.
I've been dealing with a lot of that, so.
No, I hear you, bro. That's how it goes, bro. Especially if I mean, I know what Merce, I've heard of what Merce said. It's like, I know what type of shit be out there, bro. Like, it's draining, bro. It's very draining, but like, yeah, like I said, bro. You can't trick yourself out of position. Like, you motherfuckers are blessed. You don't got time to worry about none of that shit.
I love the way you're putting it, bro.
You feel me?
A couple weeks ago, I just started going, I can't worry no more. I got to do it. I got shit to do. I got so much to do. I got to do it. Also, I can't believe we have one lighter.
Yeah, this is crazy. My bad. This is insane.
No, it's the craziest shit.
Motherfucker's going to be like, look at them just like reaching for the lighter.
I was smoking bowls. I left them over there and I didn't want to get up during the episode. When we change the camera or something, just grab a lighter, you know. That'd be sick.
That's hella funny.
So, hold on. The video. I love the fucking video. After it goes on Reddit, you start catching a little bit of traffic, right?
Yeah.
And then what happens? You're 18, 19. You're working at where?
I'm 18, 19. I'm working at...
Subway.
I'm working... No. My first job was Old Navy. I was when I was 16. Then I worked at a pizza place. But then when I was really rapping, like during that time, I was working at Charlie's Produce. You ever heard of Charlie's Produce? It's just like... I be seeing the trucks in LA, in California sometimes, but... It's just like a produce company that like ships food to produce and food to boats and grocery stores and restaurants and shit.
I was
in a warehouse with like crackheads and just like mean ass like old ladies and just like repackaging fruit and vegetables. Ugh. It was like that was the most depressing time of my life, bro, because it was like 5 a.m. to like 3 or 4 p.m. every day. And as my mom worked in the office, so I was like,
you can't slack off at all.
You can't slack off at all. And like, and it's a young, when you're a young man working in a warehouse full of old people, you grab the pallets and they find out you a rapper. So they like, you need to wrap the pallets in like, they go, hey Trav, you the rapper? Wrap them pallets.
Oh.
Every fucking day, bro. Every fucking day. Bro, that shit pissed me. You know, so I just seen this motherfucker from at the deli or something. He was just like, hey, I used to work at Charlie's. I was like, hey, yo, tell the homies, fuck them. That shit sucked, bro. They called me Macklemore. They was like, hey, come wrap these pallets, Macklemore.
Oh.
Yeah, bro. Like, that was like, but that's what turned me up, though. That's when I was like, I'm at that job also having like a million views on YouTube. Like, this is bullshit, bro. Like, this is some bullshit. You feel me?
I feel you.
And then after that, I got a job at a preschool when I was like 20, 21.
Doing what?
I was a paraeducator. It was lit. So it's like, you're like a teacher's assistant to like split special ed and like, what I don't know what, the, like regular learning or whatever it's called. But like, that was the best job, bro. Cause you got summer break with pay. Winter break with pay. Like, you only work from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day, and you're just watching kids. And like, I put on like 3 or 4 rap homies like in Seattle to like work being paraeducators, because it is so fire. It was like the best job. I loved it. But yeah,
what other job do you get a full break?
But what exactly? I'm telling you, with pay, it's active, right? So be a shout out to the paraeducators, man. But anyways, I'm a paraeducator, and I'm like 2021. Macklemore takes me on tour. And puts me on
20 what?
At like right when I turned 21. I turned 21 on tour. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like, yeah, he takes me on tour in like, I think right end of 2017 for his Gemini tour. And I was on this song called Corner Store, and we did Fallon and shit. And I, at that time, I had only had probably like 2,000-3,000 followers, but I go on tour.
Oh, shit.
I come home with like 20, and I'm like, my TuneCore checks are starting to like match my preschool job, so I'm getting like double pay. So I'm like, oh shit, I actually kind of have like, I have more than 300 in my pocket at one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is lit. And I go on tour. I come back from tour. I realize they're gonna let me go when the school year is over. Like, I'm done.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna be. I got all the rest of summer pay. Like, let me just go crazy. Like, and just double down all through 2018. Put out this mixtape called You Good. And went on my own headlining tour. And like, yeah, bro, like 2018 is when I like decided to like really become a rapper for real. And like, shit started going crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? In 2019, I signed a deal. We did the BET Cypher and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this crazy, we did Wildin' Out, all this crazy shit. And then pandemic happens, 2021. I'm just rattling through all this shit. But like, yeah, like I put out an album called Boulevard Boy. Changed my life again, you know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, but we left the label, and now I'm back independent, and it's like we're about to go on a run. So it's like really tight, bro. Like, it feels good.
What's up, guys? We want to take a quick break from this episode to shout out our longest standing sponsor. You know it, it's Manscaped. We talk a lot here on the podcast about self-care and grooming. It's summer. Last thing your girl wants to do is reach down and find a set of sweaty balls. Do her a favor. Do yourself a favor. We're coming in hot this summer with the Crop Mop. Guys, you might be looking at me wondering why my confidence is so high. And I'm not going to lie to you. It's the Crop Preserver Groin Deodorant and the Crop Preserver Groin Spray. It's got me peaking right now. So you can join the 8 million men worldwide enjoying Manscaped by going to manscaped.com/YOLA and getting 20% off plus free shipping on your order. Whether we're talking about devouring your pubes with the Lawnmower 4.0 and the Performance Package 4.0, the finest nose and ears hair trimmer on the market, Manscaped's got you covered across the board. Once again, you want to support the show, you want to feel good about yourself, clean those pubes up. Head over to manscaped.com/YOLA, get yourself a 20% off discount plus free shipping. Support the podcast and our longest standing ad partner, it's Manscaped.
From the gas pump to the grocery store, utility bills to streaming services, inflation is everywhere. But thankfully, Mint Mobile is out there to help ease the pain of inflation. As the first company to offer premium wireless service directly online only, Mint Mobile allows you to start your plan from home. You can sign up at home, and they have way better rates with plans starting at just $15 a month. By going online, Mint Mobile has eliminated that cost of the retail store. Those savings go directly to the customer. They go right to you. Unlimited talk and text, high-speed data delivered on the nation's biggest 5G network. So to take advantage of this right now, go to mintmobile.com/YOLA, and that's going to let you get this deal starting at $15 a month. Remember, mintmobile.com/YOLA, and that's going to allow you to get this deal. For $15 a month, you can have every single thing that anyone else has. I would go that route. You can switch over if you have any services. You don't lose your contacts. You don't lose your phone number. Everything stays the same. All you're doing is switching services and saving money. mintmobile.com/YOLA. That's going to allow you to get this deal starting at $15 a month. Thank you, Mint Mobile, for supporting the podcast. Back to the episode. You get asked to go on tour. Where exactly are you standing when you get the call, text, or email? Because I know you know.
Well, so my man started engineering for him. So, like, he was recording him and putting my music in his ear. That's how it happened. And then we do the song. The homie tells me they're talking about it. They've been, like, brought up me for tour because it's already sold out. So it's not like they need any help from a big artist. They're like, we could just bring somebody local, who are we going to bring? And I was bugging them because I just wanted to know. I wanted to go on tour. I was like, hey, are they taking me? Are they taking me? Are they taking me? And eventually, one day, they was like, yo, yeah, you're coming on the whole U.S. tour. Plus, you're playing Key Arena in Seattle, which is, like, where the Sonics played and shit. Like, that's, like, it, bro. Wow. Yeah, shout out to your t-shirt. You feel me? Yeah, exactly. You feel me? But, yeah, bro, that, where am I standing? I think I was in the car going to, like, Guitar Center, I think, in Seattle when we got the call we're going on tour, bro. Like, and that's all the validation. You, like, that was the first time we got, like, oh shit, I'm a rapper type validation.
Yeah.
Besides, like, because a million streams is, like, definitely a little bit of bread. Don't get me wrong, it's good money. But, and, like, YouTube views is cool. Like, the AdSense money is cool. But, like, you're still not, that's not a living, bro. Mm-mm. So, like, once I got a tour, it was like, oh shit, this is, I could be something. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it definitely, like, turned me up on another level to, like, I don't know, keep going crazy. Yeah.
First show ever, not my even own show? Tour. Yeah, first thing you did as Travis Thompson, like the first thing you ever did, because you put out your song.
As like my own headliner, or as just a show?
No, your first show. That's you. You're the headliner. That's just you.
Oh, okay, bet. So I threw a show in Seattle at the Crocodile Back Bar for like 100 people. It was like right at the end of high school, and
oh shit, right at the end.
So yeah, that was like right when it was like when Orchada and shit was out.
Okay, that's
yeah. Question. Yeah. So. We sold it out, and I think it was like 100 people. And granted, it was probably like 50 friends, but it was the first time I'd seen random people in my life like come to a show. And like once you do that in Seattle, like you could start getting booked for stuff if you have like some ticket history. So it was like that was like the night if I felt like I got inducted into like Seattle rap. Mm-hmm. It was like I sold out like 100 tickets, and people knew the words kinda. Brought my still, mom on stage still. And shit. Like yeah, bro, like that shit. That shit is the shit I think about all the time, though. Like, those moments, like, when we still have people showing up from those shows and shit, bro. It's insane. Like, people have really, like, grown with us. Because I don't got no hit songs for real. But, like, we have, like, catalog hits that, like, people have tatted on their fucking chest and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a crazy thing. You feel me?
Of course, bro. Cool. Yeah, I had bro. To ask, like, was that first show? Because there had to be that.
That show was amazing, bro. Yeah, no, that show was, like... Your headline shows are easy, bro. I don't even get nervous for headline shows no more because I'm like, bro, these are my people. They got went, you. They showed up for me, bro. They like, it's a Thursday night in Nebraska and there's 150 people here. And like, to some people, that's 150 people. To me, I'm like, I'm for the next hour and a half, I'm might as well be Drake because motherfuckers showed out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's how I be seeing this shit. So it's like, I love doing this shit, bro. Like, touring is probably my favorite part of this whole shit, bro. Because like that's what that's songs are just ideas until you see them in real life, bro. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like songs are just like when you can see and touch the people and like really be like, oh, you fuck with that? Or like you play a song in the first 3 seconds, someone look like the dude looks at his girl, they're like, you're like, oh yeah, that's what we do this shit for. You feel me? Like that's it. You feel me? Yeah. You feel me?
All right. So yeah. That's the shit I want to hear, man. You just love it to love it. And plus,
yeah, hell yeah, bro.
I mean, you're just putting out music, right? You're putting out music.
Yeah.
Your shit pops off. So
crazy.
Dude,
look. Fold it.
I was saying, don't worry, Marty's going to be covered by the end of the episode.
Okay, yeah. No, that was wild.
So you go on tour with Macklemore.
Hell yeah.
First show, you obviously walk out to a bigger crowd than 150.
Hell yeah. It was like the Roseland Theater. So I think, and even for him, he was doing the small tour. But for me, it was like, because for him, he had just come off like the Can't Hold Us run and type shit. So he was doing arenas. So he did the small tour just to be safe. So it was only like 2,000 people. But to me, 2,000 fucking people, bro. Like, I was just playing 100 people at a college in like Bellingham. So I'm like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we did 2 sold out nights in Portland. And like, damn. I drove my fucking weak ass little Chevy Cavalier up there, bro. And like, yeah, like the door was like barely opening. Like we were damn near like, is this gonna get to Portland type shit? Oh, like, shit. Bro, like, and just to get off that and then get into a tour bus. Like, I have a photo of it parked next to the tour bus. It was so hard, bro. Like, yeah, bro, those are the moments I think about all the time. Like, I think the shows were cool. Like, I think with Macklemore fans, sometimes you're the thing in the way of Macklemore. They're like, I'm here for the hits, baby. Like, who, like, what is hits, this? What is baby. This skater rap shit you trying to throw at me right now? You know what I'm saying? But like, nah, they also like some of the shows were amazing. Like, we did Terminal 5 in New York, and like to have like 2,000 followers playing Terminal 5 in New York when you're not from there at all, too. Like, it's not normal at all. You feel me? Like, that shit. So, like, yeah, he gave me a super big boost in the beginning, bro, of, like, mad love and shit. Like, he got me, like, a Billboard article and shit. He was trying to sign me and shit. So, like, it was kind of, like, in part of that. But, like, it was at the same time, like, bro is, like, a good-ass person and, like, really helped me out in the beginning. So, like, but, yeah, after that, though, like I said, like, I found out, like, right when I get home, I find out you're cut at the end of the school year. Like, but you also get paid through the summer. So it's like, I'm going to get paid to not go to work. Like, oh, shit, I have time to rap for real. Mm. Like, let's go crazy. And that's when
you say you start taking it serious.
That's when I started taking it serious as a business. Because I was taking it serious, but
as an art.
Yeah, it was like, oh, shit, like, this pays enough to, like, get by. Yeah. But, like, if I want to make it real, like, it's time to turn the fuck up. So I linked up with the homie Dylan Fout, and we put out, like, probably like 100, like, not 100, probably like 50 music videos in the beginning, bro. It was crazy, bro. Like, we did a video for every song. We did a movie for the album. We did it at a movie, sold out a movie theater in Seattle for it.
Oh, like, shit.
Bro, like, 2018 was when I really, like, yeah. And I think You Good is probably, like, it's not my biggest album by any means, but that's where we see, like, the most tattoos. That's the most requested vinyl. That's what, like, people, like, love for me. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy,
and it was 2018. That was when I was, like, the hungriest, too. So it's interesting to think about, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, the other music is way bigger, but that's the song, like, people show up to the shows and, like, want to hear that shit.
Most meaningful.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what had the most impact.
That's that God Loves Ugly album.
Oh, hell yeah. You know, like, what's funny?
That core shit.
You know, it's so funny is I didn't grow up on, bro, like, that at all. So, like, I texted my manager one time, and I was like, what about an album called, like, God Loves Ugly?
He goes, for
real. He goes, like, are you being dead fucking serious? He was like, do the Googles, bro. You're fucking up, bro. Yeah, nah, for real though. Yeah. But that is the most impactful shit. Yeah.
Artists hit those stretches like 2, 3, 4 times in their career when you look at them though. Like,
yeah, and that's why I think it's beautiful right now. It's like, I feel the same way I did back then of like almost on some like, oh shit, I am a rapper. And like, but at the same time, like, if I want to sustain this shit and actually have a legacy, it's time to go fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
There's so many parallels, bro. I'm sorry. I'm just in my head. I'm just cheering. checking marks. Like, yo, I used to work in a factory. I did boxed wine. I hated it.
For real?
All the mean old Mexican ladies. I didn't speak Spanish. They're like, ugh.
That was me, bro. Because they thought they wouldn't. They thought I was Mexican
that
too.
That was me.
Bro.
Well, I am Mexican. I just didn't speak Spanish. Like,
yeah.
And I worked at McDonald's too. All the old Mexican ladies didn't fuck with me because I didn't speak Spanish.
Damn. Right?
2018 is when I was like, I'm gonna do videos for real. So when you stand, I'm like,
for real?
Weird. Because that was, I was the hungriest.
Because that's like, when people started tagging us back then, too.
Yeah, 2018. Yeah. But that's when I started doing YouTube. Like, that's when I really started doing YouTube, was 2018.
But those are the people still rocking.
Bro, come on. Damn. That's the best shit when you see somebody wear a shirt or they show something like, I put that out 5 years ago.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. Like, I'm watching kids grow up. Like, right. I'm watching, like, literally,
through
like.
DMs, like, I had a kid, like.
Yeah, bro, real life, bro. Kid kids are on the, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm, motherfuckers are like, oh, yeah, I used to listen to you all through high school. And I'm like, bro, you have a beard.
That's what I say to you. You have a beard.
Like, what the, you look older than me. What the fuck? Like, yo, that shit blows my mind, bro. Like,
this is blowing my
mind. It's a blessing, though. Like, that's how you know you're giving people the real shit, though. Because, like, I say that shit all the time, bro. Like, I only have, like, what, like, 600,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, which is a good number, bro. But, like, there's kids with, like, a million, 2 million who can't tour the way we do.
Hell no. You have a core fan base.
It's, like, actual real, like, it 100%. And, like, bro, like, we don't put any money into the promo right now. We're independent. We're just putting money into the content and just letting it organic. Maybe I'll boost a couple Instagram posts, but, like, this is all organic, bro. And it's like, that's, the numbers go longer when you really see what that kind of shit is coming from. There's like, we might get a playlist, but we get like 2,000 plays from that playlist. All the rest of the plays are just organic from real people. You know what I'm saying? And that's the mantra, bro. If you be yourself and you give people the real shit, you have, that's what gives you longevity.
You said it perfect, though. There's people with quadruple your following that can't sell a fucking 100 show, 100 tickets.
Because they're not real, bro.
They're not real. They're just a facade of like, yo, listen to my shit. But in person, bro, I couldn't give a shit about
you. A lot of music just be sounding like generated. Like you put like rap song, love, hip hop, dark piano, cranked it into a fucking generator. That's what the shit be sounding like, bro. And I don't mean to sound like a hater because I don't think I'm like the best in the fucking world. But at the same time, it's just like, I don't know, like that's just not sustainable, bro.
No, it's not. There's no
longevity in that. You're not giving anything to the world, I feel like, bro. Like, get out the way.
It's not unique to you.
For sure. I don't mean to sound like a hater though, because it's just posy vibes over here.
You're saying what you need to say, because I get it. Because sometimes I'm like, I don't mean to sound like I'm being a dick.
Yeah.
But sometimes like that's how I feel.
No, real life. No, bro, a lot of like, music. Because I really give a fuck about this shit, and it's just like I can tell a lot of people don't give a fuck about this shit. So it's hard to not be like, shit, get out the way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. So, yeah. Way left, right?
Yeah.
Real quick before I even forget, you grew up. Basically, an only child because your sister's 7 years older than you. She's not beating the shit out of you.
Hell no.
She's not the 10 year old punching a 3 year old. It's not happening.
Fuck no. She's like a 4.0 student, like good ass kid. And I was like the kid who stopped playing sports and was like running off being a skater, fucking up, like not going to school type shit. Yeah.
Feel you.
Yeah. It was it was one of them things. So, but it was cool though because I always say like I would love to have a daughter first and then wait a couple years because having an older sister was a blessing, bro. Like, she's like saved me from not being a fucking like dweeb for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would do some shit, be like, that's corny, bro. You one of them guys who does that shit? That's corny.
Ooh.
And you're like,
it sticks with you though.
Oh, damn.
Ooh, I know not to be that now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's real life. It's not like she was never no hater on me. Like, if whatever I wanted to do, she was supportive. But if I did some corny shit that like she didn't fuck with in guys, she'd be like, you lame. Like, that ain't it. And it kind of, that's why like I would love to have a daughter who like, would tell my son like, don't be no fucking weirdo, don't be no lame, don't be no, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah.
So we did a Rocco. That's weird. If you like it, it's cool, but I don't like it. That's how I treat my little brother. Is 15 years younger than me. So
damn,
like,
that's really your taught, little bro.
Yeah, that's how I taught him. Like, yo, that's just that's lame. That's lame.
Damn.
So exactly what she did. So I get it. I get it. It's like,
now real life,
I want
bro.
You to be the coolest motherfucker ever, but I'm not gonna force you.
Exactly.
That's how
bro.
It is. Yeah.
Exactly. And like I said, we got cool ass parents too who are like,
yeah, you got down
ass. She's an art student too. Like, yeah.
4.0 and an art student?
Yeah. She went to like art school. Yeah. What's not art school. No, she got an art degree from a regular university, but yeah.
What does she do?
She doesn't do anything in art now, but she does on the side, but like, I don't even know exactly what she does. She does like data input. No, she like runs an office. I don't know exactly what she does.
Isn't it crazy when you're like, I don't know.
I know where she works, and I'm not gonna say it. But like, yeah, it's one of the, it's like an air forwarding type thing. Like, you know, where they she runs shipping stuff. I know that. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel you. My older sister, I'm like, I know she works with terpenes in a factory, but not for weed. Yeah. It's like terpenes for perfumes, and she runs the warehouse. Oh, no.
She's gonna be pissed if she sees this though, because I've asked her like 4 or 5 times. What do you be doing for real? Like, I don't know. She works hard though. I'm not trying to say that.
She must be super stoked though. Little ass brother, yeah, touring, hell yeah, shit. Bro. That's awesome, man.
And she put me onto a lot of music too in the beginning. Like, you know what I'm saying? She was the one who like taught me what like Green Day and like Fall Out Boy and fucking Blink 182 was and shit. You know what I'm saying? But the end of my dad is the one who put me onto like, yeah, like M and the Fugees and fucking Public Enemy and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I had a good mix.
Yeah, my dad is super into like everything too. Like, it was mostly other shit though. It was mostly like the Clash.
Nice. My mom too.
Yeah, same. He loves the Clash and like the Sex Pistols.
Same.
And like,
what the fuck is happening?
I'm telling you, bro.
Everything you just named is, yeah, everything, bro, I grew, like, up on too.
Yeah, no, real life, bro. Like, yeah, but I, once he realized I love rap is when he was like, okay, let me show you the rap albums then. And it was like the Eminem Show. And like the Miseducation, the Score by the Fugees.
My mom too.
You know what I'm saying? Public Enemy shit. Yeah. And then, yeah, now he's, it's time, bro. My parents are real music heads.
Listen to Eminem as a kid, don't you? Like, oh shit.
No, my mom didn't want me to listen to it, bro. So he would only play it on the way to sports shit.
Oh, your dad's down. It's like,
yeah,
drink a beer.
You know what I'm telling you, bro?
Listen to this guy.
He'd be like, don't tell your mama, but like, yeah, we gonna,
and I'll kill on the way.
That, no, I'm, I swear to God, but that's what was hard about it though. I remember listening to M and being scared, bro.
It's wild.
Listening to like Kim, like as a kid. Him?
You killed your
dad. You killed your wife. And you hate, that's your like mom.
Catch up on his shirt. What? That's blood. I was a kid, like, no.
Being a little kid and hearing Stan for the first time, you're like, oh my God, bro. You're like, I'm telling you, like, that's, yeah, but that's what, like, man, I miss that kind of shit.
Music video fucked me up.
Music video fucked me up.
So wait, she's in the trunk? So how'd they find the tape?
Yeah,
that's what I think. So you forgot to send it out, but how'd they find this tape? That's all. You always get any mailed it to Eminem at the end? The police were like, well, let's at least mail it to Eminem.
Yeah, it was for M. It was for Mr. Slim. We got to do it.
Bro, that always confused me.
That's like, hella funny.
How did he send it?
No, for real, man. All right, I was just talking the other day, bro. Like, Eminem is like literally my fucking goat. But at the same time, like, it's just like my homie walked in on me watching 8 Mile and he goes, oh, that's how you feeling? And I was like embarrassed. I was like, bro, Eminem is the GOAT, but why am I kind of embarrassed watching 8 Mile right now?
I've only seen it one time.
You've only seen 8 Mile once, bro? Once,
but I've watched Get Rich or Die Trying 7,000 times. So I would go Get Rich or Die Trying.
8 Mile is real Eminem, though. Everything
8 Mile is hard, though. Like, he's,
yeah, only watched it once.
Why would you be embarrassed to watch 8 Mile?
That's, I don't, like, know, brother. Because maybe it's, I think it's a rapper thing of like, oh, is it like you stoking yourself up?
It's like a football player watching Rudy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. No, because it's not embarrassed of M, but it feels like being a rapper, like, yep, oh, you getting amped watching 8 Mile, yeah, like a fucking nerd.
Like a fucking nerd, exactly. Yeah,
for real, bro. No, that's a classic, though.
But so you went back to all his early mixtapes, all the Slim Shady.
Oh, for sure. Hell shit. Yeah, hell yeah. Especially, I mean, I still listen. I listen to that shit more now than I even did as a kid, bro. Like, that shit is so hard, bro.
Slim Shady LP.
And a lot of people rap like Eminem, but they don't sound like Eminem, so that he doesn't get the credit. Like,
what do you mean? What do you
like
mean?
JID is hella Eminem influenced.
Yeah,
but motherfuckers don't put things like that together.
I guess so.
I think that way. That's what I'm saying. I think that way about Wayne too. A lot of people rap like Lil Wayne, but they don't sound like Lil Wayne, so he doesn't get the credit.
JID kind of does. Okay,
JID sounds to me like Lil Wayne and Eminem were like, if like
I'm
Lil
trying
Wayne
to like and like some Southern verses shit. And like, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
okay, but Eminem, it's different. It's just different, but it's like you're talking about the cadence, I guess.
Yeah, I just mean like the way sometimes people will write, the way sometimes people will attack a flow or their voice, the way they say some shit. Like, I don't know, Eminem, early Eminem is still, I feel like you can still feel that in like rapping ass rappers right now. Mm-hmm. Feel me?
In rapping ass rappers.
Yeah, because there's people who rap and then there's people who like rap for real.
Eminem's like, bars were like one big, long, stretched out thought, just kind of like that, like,
yeah,
like never ending flow. Like the shit just keeps going and going and going and going. Like he has so much to get off his shit. Like,
that's how I felt about. That's how I feel about Lil Wayne too. Like I'd be rapping like Lil Wayne too, and I feel like no one makes the connection. Cause like, but like sometimes I'll follow the same like flow. That's crazy. I'd be rapping like Lil Wayne. No one says it. Like I just mean like I'm trying to like I'll follow cadences the same way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or like he'll like how like he'll use the same rhyme scheme for a whole verse and just like attack the same thing over. And that's what I be feeling like I be trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I be, and I see it in other people's work too. Like M and like Wayne have like have so much influence.
They have
this
a lot
shit,
of foundation.
It's mm-hmm. a lot of foundation for people's shit that they don't get credit for in a way.
That's what I'm saying. I've never heard anyone say that before.
No, real life.
But I, it does make sense now that you think about it, because mm-hmm. you do music, so
yeah.
I'm on the outside looking in, like, oh, you mean the building blocks, the building mm-hmm. base of how am I gonna attack? Like, I get what you're saying now. Like, it's like skeleton of a video. Like, what am I thinking?
No, real
I'm
life.
Trying to think of how you guys are mm-hmm. in your
no,
shoes.
No, for surely, you know bro. Oh, yeah.
So what's your process now? Like, how do you write songs?
Man, I usually just link up with producers. And like right now I'm super on doing collab albums with producers, because that's just like my...
So the Jake One right now.
Yeah, I just put out the album with Jake One, and I got another one coming with Nima, who's done like all of my music from the beginning.
Well, for everyone, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can they find that
Jake project? One album?
Yes, right now.
It's called Wolves and White Tees, Travis Thompson and Jake One. You can go find it on anywhere, like Spotify, Apple Music,
You're
YouTube,
actively
everywhere.
Putting out all the shit right now,
yeah,
too.
We're still putting out videos. Like, I just dropped some shit yesterday for it, you know what I'm saying? Like... Yeah, bro. Like it's a crazy moment for Seattle too. Jake One is a legend from the city, you know what I'm saying? He's produced for everybody and then some, you know what I'm saying? From like 50, Nipsey,
the Philly Freeway,
you know what I'm saying? Freeway, fucking Rick Ross, like Drake, everybody, bro. Like the John Cena intro is a Jake One beat. You know what I'm saying? Like
John Cena intro.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's a hard one, though.
That's Jake One, bro.
That's a legendary.
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah. So it's like, and I grew up on Jake One music. You feel me? So like, it's a moment for the city too. So like, yeah, please go tap in with the album. But right now, I'm just working on collab albums with producers. Like, I got one with Nima, who's done a lot of my OG music, and like, it's like probably my favorite one I have right now because it sounds like me, bro. It's like one of them things where like. When I rap over a Jake One beat, I'm kind of he's flipping. I'm like in his world. But when I put out this Nima album, it's like, this is me. You know what I'm saying? This is like us, like giving something new to music type shit. You know what I'm saying? But then I got one with Chris P. He's a guy from cat from Tacoma, from a group called I'll Fight You. And
I love that.
No, they're hard, bro. And then me and Logic are working on a tape. Nice. You know what I'm saying? He's producing some shit for me. You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot. We're about to go on a run, man. So it feels real fucking good. But that's the process now, though, is just like either getting up with people, making shit on scratch. Cause like I like rapping is my job now. So I can just cook in the studio. Now for a while I had to like go home with beats and really sit with them and shit. But now, and I still will, but like for the most part now I can just cook up on the spot and just spit. You know what I mean? And, or they're just sending me beats. Like I can't cook up a lot. That motherfucker busy, bro. He's a dad. Mm-hmm. Be touring the world and shit, but like, yeah, for them it's real simple shit right now. Yeah,
I love that idea of just doing like collab albums with producers, so you get like certain sounds.
Bro, it makes a sound the most cohesive. Like, and also like producers don't get enough love in this shit, bro. So it's like it's cool for people to root for both of us. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're producers really showing love to the instead of taking like 15 beats from them and sprinkling them over like four different projects. Like, yeah, no, this is our sound right here. People know what they're getting.
You
with this
feel
one.
Me? Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's like, and it super, it like strengthens come live in this world. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's, that's my favorite kind of music. And it feels like I can escape. You know what I'm saying? I can listen to this album and really like, damn, I'm like in this motherfucker's like universe. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we, and like when you lock in with a producer, like that's what it is, bro. Like you really are like creating a thing. You feel me?
Well, that's
as opposed to like having like 10 producers on an album with like 15 songs, like I don't know, it's harder to like, I don't know, find a thought or like convey a thought. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Damn, see, it's so hard for me. I'm trying to. I'm following you, but
it's
I'm
the
just
Slim Shady album. Yeah. It's Dr. Dre saying, it's like, "This is my take on Eminem." Funny. Here's the
it's
Slim
hard,
Shady album.
I'm trying to like put my
for real,
in
bro.
Your shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like. The whole album, even though they're different songs or different words, different scenarios, you're trying to say like the overall theme kind of stays cohesive.
Yeah, it's easier to like, just create one big idea if it's just you and one producer.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it's like, people want to root for producers, bro. People want to know who made these beats. People want to know who's like, I don't know, producers are getting more shine now than ever, and it's like a good thing. You feel me?
Yeah, that's
and if
dope.
I can contribute to that, it's lit. You feel me? Yeah.
Question. Yeah, we ask a lot of people randomly off topic and not even about music.
Yeah.
16-year-old you walks in, hella pissed. Are you going to beat the shit out of him or he's going to beat the shit out of you?
16-year-old me?
Yeah.
He's probably beating my ass right now.
Yeah,
I think so, bro. I'm super soft now, bro. I was super soft then. Don't get me wrong. I've always been hella soft. I ain't never claiming to be nothing, bro. But like 16-year-old me was wild, bro. 16-year-old me might like hit the homie cup of lean because it's like, because it's cool. And 16-year-old me might fucking like was stealing from parties and shit, getting like jumped in Des Moines, Washington for like stealing from someone's Xbox or their grandma's fucking medication or something. Oh, we were wilding, bro. Like we were like, so 16-year-old me was actually, I'd be rapping about like 16-year-old me damn near, bro. Cause I was actually like, now, bro, I wake up, bro. Like I'll slow cook some ribs for like 4 hours, watch a podcast, like do some yoga, bro. You feel me? Like smoke. Like I'm a big old softy. I've always been a big old softy, but I was definitely doing harder shit back then.
So he wins.
16-year-old me got. No, I'm definitely whooping his ass. He was a bitch. He was a bitch then too, and I'm a bitch too. But I'm just like, no, I got him. I'm older now, and I have like adult aggression. Like I've had to pay money to the IRS. You know what I'm saying? So
adult
like
adult aggression. I like that. We used to call it old man strength, but not old.
Yeah, I'm not old at all. Yeah. But like I've had to like deal with bills and like you know what I'm saying, real life. So 16-year-old me, fuck him, bro. Fuck him, bro. Go to class, your stupid ass, bro.
Dude, it's exactly, go to school, motherfucker.
Go to school, you fucking loser, bro. Like, what?
Yo, isn't that crazy? Because at the time, you're like, nah, school ain't for shit. And now I'm like, yo, what was I doing?
Bro, I was folding, bro. It's school was not hard, bro. I think about it all the time, bro. It's so hard.
It's easy.
I feel so bad because it's like you want to tell the kids like I feel you, but I look back and I'm like, bro, what was I doing? For I had no stressors. What was I so like? Oh my god,
I can't be
bro.
Here. Yeah, I don't want to be here.
You just say for me.
You can't just sit there.
Yeah,
you can't just sit for a couple hours. Bro,
you can't just show up, get a C, and like walk for your mom to watch at graduation.
Thank you. I barely passed, bro.
Yeah, no, real life. No, I walked. I graduated with a 1.9.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
You squeaked.
Yeah, bro. Because they wanted me to put like. I came back from an alternative school and they were like, you got to take all 6 classes. And I was like, I only need 3 credits, bro. I'm only going to 3 of these classes. And they were like, no, you got to stay. I can't just let you go home. And I was like, well, how good of a grade do I need in these 3 classes? I'll just take F's in the other ones. Like, I'm not going to college. It's cooked. I'm not going. Like, I just need to walk so my mom can like get a photo. Cause I'm not a loser.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause I already knew I was trying to be a rapper. Like I knew, like I was like, I'm not cut out to work for nobody. Like I'm lazy unless I really love it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Unless it's like I'm passionate about it, it's hard to keep me like locked in. So it's like, I knew even in high school, I was like, I just need to walk for my mom. And so she can get the flick and we can go to like Olive Garden and and keep it pushing.
Get some fucking raspberry lemonade and a diploma. Saying?
Yeah, no, I was in my counselor office. Like, please just let me walk, bro. Like, I'll go to summer school, whatever. I don't give a fuck, bro. Just let me walk, bro.
Verbatim?
For real?
I've said this in a story time before. Like, my mom is going to stab me if I don't walk. I got to walk. I'll go to summer school. I'll do it. I had summer school, Saturday school, 1A, night school, and after school.
God damn, bro.
The last 3 months. My mom never knew. I didn't tell her.
God, she would have stabbed
me. So what you're saying, like, I can't be a
loser.
It's
like a mix of our lives.
I gotta pass.
I just gotta walk,
it's like,
bro.
A mix of lives. It's like, right? This was like, real. Oh, he's feeling that aggression. He's like, I can't do. I already knew.
No, 16-year-old me wasn't even there yet, bro. Fuck, 16-year-old.
It is funny. No, it's like, I'm from the West, man. You're from the West, but you're from up in the cold.
I'm from the
like,
Northwest,
you too.
Yeah.
He's from the Buffalo of the West.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. Buffalo of the West. Wow. That's crazy.
Fuck, yo, I love this, man.
No, hell yeah,
I love
bro.
Hearing stories like this. We always have to ask guests, like, so your older sister used to beat the shit. We asked DJ Drama, so your older sister used to beat the shit out of you or something? Just to throw his ass off. Yeah. Because, like, you know no one's ever asked him. So your older sister beat the
What'd he say?
Out of you. Nah, man, she's like a little 6-7 years older than me, so you know it's different. So
my homies
things.
Beat the shit out of me, bro. I was like, what? Yeah, bro, I was the softy of like the, I was like the one being like, no, like, so why you stealing, bro? Like, I don't want to, bro. I don't want to steal right now.
I don't steal either,
bro. Like, I definitely Same. Stole, but I hated it, bro. Like, I remember like you're walking out of a store and your homie just runs past you and it's like. Bro, now we're running now, run. Bro. Now we're running now.
Fuck.
And like we get caught, and now they see me tearing up, and now
you're the bad kid.
On the whole bus ride home, they're like, "This little motherfucker was crying, bro. He's a bitch, bro." Yeah, no, I hated that shit. I knew I was like, yeah, yeah, for real.
Yo, parallel the crime lives
life was
over
the
here.
Petty. I'm a petty crime boy, though. The crime life was not for me. That's even ridiculous. I remember I bought like an ounce of weed, and then my homie got robbed, and I was like, "Oh yeah, he's way tougher than me. It's over. I'm done. I'm gonna smoke this weed. It's done. I'm not selling no weed, bro. It's over, bro. It's over, bro. They pulled a gun on my bro. It's over, bro.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm too soft for that.
Yeah, that's I'm not getting a gun pulled on me, bro. It's over, bro. I've only had a gun pulled on like my group. I never had a gun pulled on me. So like, it's cool. I'm not selling no fucking weed, bro. That was back in medical days too, though. That was like back in
a long time ago. Kind of wild.
It was. I mean, yes, it's definitely kind of wild, bro. It's super. Yeah, it's definitely kind of wild, bro. It's one of them places where
I don't.
It's like super random, and there's certain neighborhoods where like you kind of like you find it yourself, or where you're from, or who your family is, or where you grew up can kind of like lead you into some crazy shit. But for the most part, it's not that bad, bro.
Sounds like everywhere.
Yeah, it's like I'm not here to like glorify nothing or like have to speak for nothing. But at the same time, like, yeah, Seattle and Tacoma are active though. But like, I'm not the guy who's here to like break the streets down. You know what I'm saying? Same. You feel me?
Like, there's gangbangers there.
No, but
sure.
Like, you know, in Burien, like, I know if you come to like where I'm from, like, you'll see the tags, you'll see like kids like who are definitely active.
West Coast shit.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, remember I pulled up on the homie's house and like I'm getting banged on outside by some random like 18-year-olds and I'm like, oh damn, this is crazy.
Hey guys, like, I'm not affiliated.
No, yeah, no, yeah, bro. Like, ask your big homie. Like, I promise, like, I'm trying to bitch you. I gave him a verse. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, I'm chilling. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So there's definitely that shit. But
isn't it crazy?
For the most part, it's only if you like
the hair. You still get hit up.
Oh, yeah, bro. If I have a beat, yeah, no, for sure.
You still
bro.
Get hit up even with the hair. I always think it's like, I look like a skater kid. Leave me alone.
Nah, for sure, bro. I've had motherfuckers ask because I have Boulevard Boys tatted on my hands.
Oh, you got that.
And motherfuckers have been like, "What's Boulevard Boys mean?" And it's like, bro, I'm a rapper, bro. It's just my business, bro. I'm from Seattle, bro. Like, don't, I'm not even, you chill, know what I'm saying? Like, chill, bro. I don't want any problems. You know what I'm saying?
I forget. But like, you got
but it's random. It's random shit. Like, and also, like, yeah, people, like, people think you're native. People think I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
So sometimes if I'm in a neighborhood, it's like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? What you doing? But it's never nothing, bro. Like, it's never, I'm not saying it's never crazy. It's Seattle, especially Mike's, it's not crazy, bro. I'm not here to glorify or say anything.
Of course
anything's
not.
Crazy for me. Cause for the most part, bro, like I said, I'm slow cooking some ribs, bro. I'm skating at the skate park. Like, I'm a chill ass. Like, I'm out the way.
Can you actively hit bowls?
Oh yeah, I'm better at bowls than I am like flat ground because I grew up in a skate park for real with transition.
The bowls are so scary for me,
bro. I can like go, I can like air a spine, bro.
Damn.
I'm telling you, as a 250-pound man, I will
no
like
shit.
I will like, yeah, hit some nose grabs out of a bowl for you, bro. Yeah. And I, bro, I hit the nose grab show. I'm a transition boy for sure.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yo, come on, man.
Yeah,
see, my
man.
Whole life I'm like, I went to the skate park and tried to hit the bowl once, went up, landed on my back, board hit me. Never again.
Yeah, yeah, that shit'll change your life though.
It did. Yeah. It changed my life. As I went up, saw my feet, went, I'm falling.
You know,
done.
So, you know, it's so funny though. It's like I was a kid learning the bowls hella quickly and not really learning. Like, I learned how to like go in and out of bowls and shit before I was like kickflipping. So like, yeah, I was a skate park kid. You know what I'm saying? So like, I remember like one day though, like there's the biggest bowls, probably like 6 or 7 foot drop. You know what I'm saying? So like, I was like 12. Just ollieing into it, just trying to ollie to flat, and I was just breaking myself off, like hitting my head, like breaking my shit. And then that day though was like the day the homies were like, "You trying to go to Burger King?" And it was like I was like inducted to the fucking skate park. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
This fool fucking like, hurt himself like 30 times to say shit.
This kid don't give a fuck, man. Hit this blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
but you met your other group of friends.
For Shelly, bro. Yeah, that was man. Like, I'm definitely a skateboarder damn near before a rapper. If that makes sense.
100%.
Yeah, like, that's what we actually, like, I spent more time skateboarding than rapping, but I'm not hella filthy or nothing, but, like, yeah.
Love it.
Now, though, I'm definitely rapping more, but I'm washed at skating now. It's ass. I guess, like I said, I can still air spines and shit. I can still do impress, especially for my size. I go to the skate park, people are like, "Oh, you actually skate?" I'm like, "You're right."
That's what I'm saying. You're damn right. You can hit the spine.
I can tray flip consistently.
You used to skate for real.
Yeah, bro. I'm a real skater, bro. You can go to YouTube and look up Travis Thompson, like, skate video. SK84 Burien. You can look up, like, skate videos of me. Like, yeah, bro. Me and the homies when I'm, like, a little kid with, like, VX cameras and shit.
That's sick. All my homies were the skater kids. And one from Merced. It's either gangbanger kids or like the few white kids that skate. And I hung out with the few white kids that skate because I like to skate. But they're real. Like, let's go to the loading dock. Like, I'll watch you. I'll smoke bowls out of this can with this guy.
Yeah.
While you do the loading dock. I'm not breaking my legs.
For sure. But I'm there's like, everyone has curbs. That age where that happened too. Even if you really skated, there's a. I remember when I think it was when I turned 16. Transition. It was like, oh yeah, I'm not going to go pro. Or no, it's probably like I was like 15. I was like, I'm not going to go pro. I'm. Let me hit this blunt. Let me hit the tall boy because I'm here to watch my friends who really skate.
Yep. He can 360 flip and grab that bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, done. Bro. He's like kick flipping down stair sets and shit. I'm just here to hit a six pack and like post it on my Snapchat story. Well,
I'll go up and no stall on the curb real quick.
Bro, real life, bro. I swear to God, bro.
Like, all my homies are too skinny and athletic. I'm like, you guys are so much better than everyone. No, we see the full skate park, they start stacking trash cans.
Oh, for sure. We were doing that shit.
Oh, that shit's the fun.
We were doing that shit. I love that
skate
shit.
Skate park,
bro.
Shit was fun.
Skate park shit is where, like, I think about all the time, if I never became a skate park kid, I probably wouldn't be a rapper. Because, wow. Because skate park shit is what, like, introduced me to, like, obviously, like, there's like things in my life I rap about that are just like family shit, but like at the same time, like the skate park is what opened me to the world. Before that, I was just a kid who was playing at the house and going to like sporting shit. But then like I got a fucking skateboard and a bus pass, and it was just the city.
Over.
It's over. Like, yep. I'm 12 years old out till like 4 a.m. skating with the homies and shit. Like,
damn.
We were wilding, bro. Like, but that's what it was. That's when skating in Seattle.
Well, introduced you to life, too. Like, you're
that's
saying.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah, like, yeah, I was on the bus getting into crazy situations all throughout Washington, damn near. Like,
isn't it crazy to think about the age you were doing wild shit? And then you think about like a cousin or something. Like, you're 12. I beat the shit out of you if you're doing some shit on the bus at 3 a.m.
Bro, no, real life, bro. I think all the time, too, I'm like, who was passing me blunts when I was 12, bro? Like,
all the time. Like, who was doing this?
That's not cool, bro.
It's crazy.
That is not fucking cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get no points for passing no weed to a kid, bro.
But he was 13. I was 12.
Nah, it was like 16, 17-year-olds who fucking know better, bro. Like, 18, 19-year-olds who are like
crazy
handing me like 40s and shit when I'm like 12. And I'm like, bro, I would have never done that.
One little beanie, little
yeah, bro. I'm like, oh yeah, like, bro. Yeah, that was me though. The homies were like, when I was a little kid, the homies would bring me to parties and shit when I was like 12, 13, bro.
Oh, see, I was like 14 is when that started for me.
That's when mid-90s came out, I was like, bro, what the fuck, bro? This is my fucking life.
That's what I said on the show. this is my fucking life.
This is my fucking life. What the fuck, bro? I wanted to make this movie. This is some bullshit. Then Jonah Hill was sending them weak ass texts, man.
You didn't see them shit? No, all I said was that Jonah Hill, something's in trouble, and I went, oh.
He was just texting his girl some kind of lame shit, but at the same time, like, it was from years ago, so she's kind of...
He was texting her some lame shit?
Texting her some like, kind of some controlling shit as a dude.
Oh, he's being a weirdo.
Yeah, I think so, a little bit. I wouldn't have sent no text
he
like
don't
that.
Have a seven-year-old sister.
But some people would say he was setting boundaries, but I think it's a little extra. But at the same time, Superbad is fucking classic. So it ain't none of my fucking business, really. I'm just here making content, brother.
The liquor store is right down the street. The actual one, my homie. Every time
are
I pass,
you're
I go,
dead the fuck ass.
Yeah, it's right down the street. After I'll
I'm give going, the yes.
Yeah. It's just so funny to God. See it. Like, I got to get a glimpse of these warlocks. I'm like, that's what
holy
that's what he says it at.
Oh, I'm buying some. I'm buying a bottle from there today.
Yeah, just to
oh
go
my,
in there.
Just to
get
go.
Some chips and shit.
Oh my God, I'm trying
stand
to get socked.
There.
I'm trying to get socked
socked.
Out.
Yeah, I was like, get socked. Yo, where the fuck do you live? Well, I feel like we've been chilling for 8 years and shit. Where do you live right now, currently?
I live in Seattle.
You still live in Seattle?
Yeah, I'm back and forth to LA a lot.
Yeah, when you're out here, hit me up and let's smoke
nah,
weed,
hell
bro.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, man.
I feel like I'm just chilling back in the garage hanging out.
Come on, brother. That's my vibe. That's what I want. That's what I want my whole vibe to be, bro, as a rapper, bro. Like, you can invite me to your bummy-ass garage with, like, a pool table. And there's like nowhere to sit for real, and I that like, and I would smoke with you, and we would vibe out. That's my vibe. If you fuck with that, listen to my shit. You know what I'm saying?
You described this guy's Gabe's apartment garage we used to chill at.
Oh hell yeah, bro!
Nowhere to sit, pool table.
He's like, oh, there's a pile of bowls. There's a pile of dirty clothes over there. If you want to go sit on that, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, and we playing 2K right now. So
Yeah, 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 that's the Zach vibe.
Man. Yeah, that's my whole vibe as a rapper, bro. Yeah,
love it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, we're chilling. I mean, I don't even know if I got something I wanted to bust out. I don't know if I want to do it yet. I mean, we could do it and then just keep continuing, which would be kind of awesome.
What is it?
But you smoke.
You're kind of scaring me.
You rightfully should be slightly scared.
Okay.
I get it. I understand. But you don't.
I got to go freestyle bootleg Kev after this.
How? What time? Like how long?
Not for like another 2 hours, I think. So we're chilling. But yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
I got to go freestyle. Like, oh, yeah. Shit. Okay. Let's just do it, yeah?
So for the first time ever.
For the first time ever.
What is this? What in the fuck is this?
I got a half zip grinded up in this bitch.
What
the fuck? I'm gonna burn it and we're just gonna.
And you don't be playing. You probably like, that's probably some good weed in there.
It's all fire. I even left some fucking purple nubs in.
I'll go to weed events and they're just blowing this shit. No.
I grinded it. I grinded it right out of my jar. And look at that. I just left whole nugs just to say fuck it.
Oh my God. You're sick. You're a sick fuck.
But.
Jesus Christ. What type of shit is you on, bro?
Hold I don't
on.
Know. We had this.
This is like, insane.
It's kind of awesome, right?
What the fuck? This is hard. Oh, my
God. And I was like, yo, this will smokes. I bet you if he's hella cool.
I'll do it.
Hold on. No, you don't have to hit it. I'm just going to box the room.
Oh, you're boxing the room?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, my God. Yes. I thought you were going to spray that shit in my face.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that was a crazy pause. That was wild. Hey, yo, my bad. That was insane. You need to like fucking record scratch.
Insane.
Run that back. Perfect, that was insane. Though.
But yeah, you ready?
Look at the barrel of this monster.
I haven't tried it really, so. We're going to get it going.
You're crazy.
All right, here we go.
This is it. You ever wonder, like, do I smoke too much weed? and then this shit happens around you, and you're like, oh yeah, for sure, that's me. Yeah, I smoke a lot.
There we go.
Woo! Fucking real one, dude.
Bro, that's some purple. That's some purple.
Oh shit!
I hit that card.
Like oh my God!
House fire in here.
Oh, maybe I'm doing it too hard. The water's coming out.
This is insane. Holy shit!
Yeah,
this guy's really got the fucking weed blicky. That's that's crazy. What the fuck?
Coming to push trees very soon. Wow. Look at the lights.
Oh shit!
We're overdoing it, guys.
Spillage. Did you make that?
No. We're about to make it for my company.
Holy shit. That's hard.
Oh, there's so much weed left. Hold up. Let me relight this bitch.
How much you put in there?
Like a half zip.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. That shit looks crazy.
You hear it? The bubbling? That's wild. Shit is sick. I need these when I'm walking in. This is my WWF fucking intro right here.
Damn. This is my WWE intro.
I'm going to walk in with two.
Yeah, all right. Damn right.
Elon Flamethrower.
Fucking Rambo.
Well, yeah. So I know you smoke, so I was like, you know what? Let's do this.
Yeah, thing. Box this shit out, man.
Why not? And then I'll ask you some more questions.
You hit the joint. It's hitting the joint.
Fucking weed.
You damn right. Yeah. Lucky I'm pulling up on bootleg Kev. His ass be smoking.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, I think so. He be doing the shrooms and shit too. You do shrooms?
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. You do acid?
Never tried it still.
Why not?
I'll tell you right now. That shit's
on fire. Let's just wait on that one.
That shit's smoking like crazy. Okay, here we go.
So,
yeah.
My aunt used to do acid all the time, and I remember her friend used to do acid all the time. She's like 12 years older than me, so I was like 9. We used to go to her friend's house all the time. She was cool.
Yeah.
Then one day we go over, and she is insane. She says the craziest shit, and she's like schizophrenic. And then my aunt explains to me that she got a bad acid tab and went nuts.
Yeah.
Still, it's been 25 years. She's still like that.
No, I hear you.
So it scared me to death as a kid.
You know what went wrong in that story?
What?
You said she did acid all the time.
That was the bad part?
That's the bad part, bro. Okay. You, acid is something you should do
every, all the time.
Nah, yeah, bro. You do acid a few times a year, I feel like, bro. Man, then maybe that's some pussy shit. But like that real shit really rewires your brain a little bit. So like, yeah.
A lot of shrooms, though.
Yeah, I be doing too many shrooms now. Because it's just, it's too easy. Everyone's giving me fucking shroom chocolates everywhere I go.
It's so, like gummies? They taste good?
Yeah, oh, like, oh my God. Yeah, you feel me? Some of them are fake, though. I definitely had one that was not mushrooms.
Really?
I don't know what it was, but I felt like sick and like, I don't know, like I was like vibrating or something. It was weird, bro. I don't know if it was like some cheap Molly or something, bro.
Was it a gummy?
No, it's chocolate. Ooh. I definitely had a fake one, so I'd be kind of weary now. I'd be weary about the people giving me chocolates.
Shrooms too.
I like the straight up shrooms because people be like grossed out by that shit, but like, nah, I can just pop them shits like it's nothing.
Oh, do you? Oh, it takes me forever to break those bitches down.
For real? Dude.
It's like I'm chewing them for 30 minutes, but we got the tech fruit roll up. Roll it in a fruit roll up.
Fruit roll up is great. Because
when you bite it, it coats it, and you just eat a fruit roll up. You don't even. There is no mushroom.
Yeah,
it works.
We'd be doing the peanut butter banana sandwiches with the shrooms. Is it? You can't even tell. Because there's so much fucking like other shit. Dude. There's bread, peanut butter, and bananas. So like them shrooms are gone. You can eat a whole eighth and not even tell you put mushrooms in there.
Oh shit. Yeah. That's true. That's true actually.
Yeah.
But damn, you guys go hard if you're making a full sandwich like that.
Oh no, I'm not doing a full eighth. My homies be doing full eighths and shit. That shit scares me, bro. Like I'd be doing like a little 2 grammers, wait a little bit, do a little 2 gram. I don't know. Oh, something, okay. Bro. Like I'll do an eighth over like the course of a few hours.
Oh, okay.
But like, I don't know. My homies be gone. My homies be out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like doing like tabs of acid and shit. Like I don't get that shit. Like I don't. I like to do it seldomly and like shake it as like a little, I don't know. I'd be corny about it. I'd be like really like exploring myself on that shit.
Hey man, there's a lot of people that be like you have to set intentions before you go into a trip and shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know about if I'm doing that, but like I'll see. I like to fucking get a good cry off on some acid sometimes.
Oh shit.
You feel me?
I never
like
tried it.
Really? Like I did some acid one time. We were camping and then like we saw a bear going to the store and then my girl was like, you know, you were like meant to see that bear. And I was like, damn, don't say that to me right now. And now I'm crying off the acid, but it just feel good to cry.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw like a real like a bear cross the road. We were like camping.
Is that normal?
Wait.
In like Washington?
I thought you said a bear go into a store.
I was going to a store.
Oh, I thought you said, I saw a bear go into a store. I was like, whoa.
Oh, no, for sure. He was a little close to the store.
It was way different, bro. Sorry. My story, I kind of heard a bear going to a store.
Y'all hella funny. But nah, I was going to the store and I saw a bear and like I cried because I was meant to see that fucking bear, dude. That was everything in my life had led me to see that bear.
Oh, my God. No, dude, the shroom, no. Sometimes I take, Marty started dabbling the shrooms heavy, too, but I take, like, a big dose and go nuts in the dark, and that shit's crazy.
Just like what the fuck,
sit
brother?
In the dark, no noise, because everything you think, you see.
Yeah, you guys are hard body.
It's wild shit.
I don't do that
How
shit.
Much are you this eating? Eating like more
a quarter,
than a day?
Like a quarter.
You're eating a quarter every time?
No, when I want to do that shit.
Like, but you just don't like, we might not eat an eighth in like an hour or two.
I've never really tried. I mean, I haven't done that in a couple of years.
On the show.
Oh, okay.
On the show last time we took like two grams, just a little more.
Oh, that's nice. You
were
tripping?
These ones were fucking wild.
No, 2 grams of some good shrooms will do it too.
It was so hard to hold a conversation. We had two guests. So I was doing this.
Was it more head shit or visual shit?
Head.
Yeah.
I was in my own head like, had I been talking?
For sure.
Anything?
The names of shrooms be so crazy though.
Oh yeah, you want some penis in your butt?
Yeah, penis like envy. Penis envy, bro.
Dookie, you want some dookie?
Like, and motherfuckers say it so regular, like they're not saying some insane shit. Yeah, you want penis envy, brother? That's crazy.
You just call them PEs.
PEs.
That should be normalized.
I like that.
Call them PEs.
I like that.
People fucking saying, "Oh, these are the penis envies and the golden cats," like. Say it again. And that's what everybody likes, those ones, though.
Yeah, no,
those are the ones that fuck you up.
But in Washington, man, everyone's been doing that shit forever.
Oh, dude, you guys are the fucking culture of that.
Yeah,
you guys
bro,
are
like,
tripping all day up there.
Yeah, motherfuckers are tweaking up there. And like that's why like I do feel you on the acid shit, though, because like I had teachers who definitely never came down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had teachers who were like, yeah, you can tell this motherfucker was like, it's still up there.
That's so, I'd be so mad.
Yeah,
that's why I don't take acid now because we do the show, we do everything. Could you imagine if I took acid and then you saw my post like a week later, like, hey, I'm a little weird now. Like, oh, bro, no. That's so sad.
Bro, I hear you. But you could do like a half a tab and be Nice, bro.
I hear acid's so much better than mushrooms, too.
Acid to me, bro, is like, it's like more intense, but I have more control. Shrooms, that's like less intense, but I'm kind of like on the ride. Gotcha. Like acid, like I can be tripping the fuck out and then take a 30-second break and be like, all right, I'm just tripping. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shrooms, you're all in.
Shrooms, you're all in, bro.
Yeah, that's it.
You're kind of like, you just have to lean into it if you're scared. You know what I'm saying? Acid, I feel like you can take yourself out of it for a second and then hop back in. But maybe that's just me. I don't know. But yeah.
We'll see, man. Maybe next time I see you, I'll be like, yo, I tried it, but I doubt that
I got
shit.
Some good acid that we'll do that to you.
I'll take like a 0.1 of whatever you guys take. Just feel something.
Do a little half tab, man.
Yeah, I'll feel something. I'm down to just
come on.
It's scary.
Gotta hear that. You gotta feel that. You gotta see the trees breathe, man.
Oh, I've seen them grow like taller than I could see, and that shit was crazy,
bro. Yeah,
I've seen some. Have you ever had an outer body on any psychedelics?
Maybe a little bit, but like nothing I can say like it was too like
significant
or memorable. No.
Oh, okay. I see myself. That shit's
crazy. I fasted in the desert for 3 days, though.
Fasted?
Yeah, like I did like this. Like I went to an alternative school in high school, so like we did like this shit called rite of passage, where we had to go to the desert for like 3 days with like just a tarp.
That's real. Rope.
I swear to God, like
no, yeah. I've seen that shit on fucking King of the Hill.
I swear to God, yeah, rite of passage. Yeah,
I didn't know that was a real thing. I swear to God, bro. John yeah. Redcorn and Bobby yeah, yeah, go do bro. This.
Yeah, no,
like so on some Native American type.
No,
shit,
I mean, like? I think a lot of it stems from like Native American traditions, but it's just like my teacher was like a white lady with blue hair. You know what I'm saying? She's cool though. You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, but we fasted in the fort in the desert for 3 days, bro. I swear to God, with like just a tarp and some rope and like 3 gallons of water. And like a sleeping bag. And bro, like I had out of body shit doing that. Cause I was on the third day, bro, with no food, nobody to talk to. Cause you have to spread out.
What?
You were dead ass alone by yourself for 3 days.
How old were you when you did this?
Like 16.
16 year old you? Are you
17 maybe? Yeah. Yeah,
that's,
bro.
That's
I had out of body. No. It was like a thing. We had to write an essay to go do it and shit. It was like a because there's a base camp you could walk back to.
You feel oh, me? if you're done with it.
If you're yeah, if you say you were like to be yeah, yeah, you could quit.
That sounds like.
But I did that shit on the third day, bro. I was having the most insane visions.
You went through that and they gave you a fucking 1.9.
For real.
Oh, the vacuum. Yeah, send him to the fucking desert. Yeah, let him go outside.
No, it was cool though, because like I'll never be bored again, ever in my whole life.
You taught yourself how to be.
I was alone with my brain for 3 fucking days, 3 days, 3 nights, no food. I'm telling you, bro.
What'd you see?
I was at my own funeral, bro. Like I swear to God, I leaned back in my chair because I had a camping chair on my backpack. And I just like I like it was like an orange box in front. I'm like moving away from like it was an orange box in front of me, and I was like, oh, what the fuck? Let me just dip my head in, and now I'm like watching my own funeral, bro. Swear to God, bro. And this is no drugs. This is just no food. My own brain for 3 days.
Were you older in the funeral scene?
Oh, yeah, I was. I mean, I was dead.
I mean, were you an old man?
I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know how, bro. It was yeah, bro. I don't fuck. I was yeah, bro. It was insane. That's the only time I ever had out of body shit, and that was without the drugs. Without the drugs, I'd just be having hell fun.
What the hell is happening?
I swear to God,
that's
bro.
That's a crazy ass experience.
I feel like people will feel that though. Like, yeah, no real shit. Like, if you don't eat for 3 days and you're alone with your thoughts, you will start going.
How long into it till that happened?
Probably like the third day.
Are you sitting by your? You're saying you can't move from that spot though?
No, you can walk around and shit. I like passed out by the river one time after on the second day, just because I was like, just like trying to walk, go on a walk, but I was off no food. So I just like for 2 days,
that
I like passed out.
Dangerous.
It was a little dangerous, bro.
Like, yo, where's Travis? I think he died out of that river. He's dead. Yeah, there he is. He's fucking dead.
Swear to God, though. Hey, passing out on some good grass is nice, though.
Yo, I talk about it often. I can't do it. I'm afraid of tweakers.
I know for sure, bro. Yeah, hell
bums
yeah.
And shit.
For sure.
Random fools.
This was deep, the desert, but yeah.
I wanna fall asleep on some grass so bad.
Falling asleep on some grass is cool, and so you wake up with like spiders and your shit, though.
Never mind. Now yeah, I can never go to sleep on fucking grass.
It's over with, low key.
I'll turf. I'll fall asleep on some turf.
Yeah, you wait. Yeah, you really. And then you get up because you see a spider, and then you step on a bee. Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, bro. I've had that day before, bro. I've had that day. Like, fuck.
No, that was
I'm
cool.
Shook off that,
dude. That little gun was cool.
Yeah. That little gun.
I just looked down right now. I was like, wait, yeah, we already torched that bitch.
Yeah, that shit's hard, bro.
That was fun.
I need that for the crib.
Yeah, just to do it when people walk in, like, from out of town. Like, what's up?
Yeah, welcome to fucking Seattle. I have this gun of weed for you. Yes, that's my vibe. I take my exact vibe. Yeah, I need that.
Like, people like Dr. Drew, when they come through, set the tone.
No, I can't do it. No, no, not him. He was a nice man.
You're all funny.
So, your projects that are coming out right now, and you're doing a tour, you said?
I don't have anything exactly announced yet, but like, we're going on the road in the fall for sure.
In the fall, because you said last time I talked to you, you're like, oh, I'm leaving the country, right?
I just got back from Europe.
Okay,
Back from Europe. Yeah, my bad. But yeah, no, I just went through Europe I toured with Watsky out there. It was fire, bro. It was like my first time out there. My parents came, my girl came, my sister came for like the last 3 days. It was fire.
How long were you gone?
I was gone for like 2 weeks. It was fire. We had like 7 shows out there, bro. It was like, it was some life-changing shit, bro. I had never been to Europe before. None of us had ever been there. So,
is there a difference between American fans and European
fans? Oh, hell yeah, bro. Like, European fans are just like so much more grateful. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mean to shit on American fans by any means.
Never
but like,
see you.
Bro, they're, because like some of them, a lot of them have been, that's not like they're tapped in. I mean, not tapped in. They're like, they listen to American music, you feel me? So a lot of them have been on the music for like 5-6 years. So they had never thought they'd ever see me in their head. So they're like pulling up to the shows stoked as fuck. Like, they're losing their minds and shit. Like, that shit was tight. But also, like, the European fans would like come up and like buy a shirt and then like not, I'd be like, what up? They're like trying to walk away. I'm like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? But in America, if someone buys a shirt, it's a little more like, hey, bro, I need my picture, bro. I bought a shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a little different. You feel me? But at the same, it's like, and they don't really bring their phones out. Like, they
there's experience in the show.
They're just watching you, bro. Like, yeah. It's wild. It's a little different.
I try
bro.
To do that as much as possible at shows. I'll take me one too. Video and be like, done.
Yeah, you feel me? I was here.
Soak
cool.
that shit in.
Yeah, for sure, bro. And there was a little bit more of that. But I mean, like, they're a little less, like, for me at least, there was a little less turned up than American fans. But at the same time, it was, like, more grateful. I don't know. It was weird. But I loved it, bro. Like,
I compromise.
You're all the cities I had never been. It was amazing, bro.
Is
like,
it weird
I went
those
to
spiky ass buildings. And shit?
I'm telling you, bro. Like, you ever heard of You ever been to Christiania, Copenhagen?
What?
In Copenhagen, there's this place called Christiania, and it's like an ungoverned town in Copenhagen by Europe or whatever. So like, there's no mayor, there's no nothing. It's like a town council or whatever that like meets every month, and like you can't take pictures in there. But there's like bars and like restaurants, and there's like a whole community and like a lake and like a park and like playground for kids and shit. But there's also like an open air hash market. I'm telling you, bro, it was the coolest place I've ever been in the whole world, bro.
So there's
but
no
you can't
laws,
take a, you can't really take. You can go on YouTube and people have made vlogs about it, like on the low. But like, you can't really take photos or videos in there. And it's like ungoverned by Europe. The Ubers don't even go over there. You gotta take a taxi.
What the fuck?
I'm telling you, bro. And the venue was right in it.
So,
oh, shit.
I'm telling you,
bro.
Sounds like a setup, bro.
No, it's a beautiful, like, I'm telling you, bro, it's an open air hash market, but at the same time, people are like pushing strollers around. There's like a park
but
for
you
kids.
You buy hash and shit? Like, bricks? Little fucking square. Oh.
Just the open air everything market, I would imagine.
No, there's no hard drugs. There's no fighting. There's no, like, it's crazy, bro. Like, there's big signs that, like, let's say, no violence, no hard drugs, no, like.
Yo, it's do like, no violence signs help?
Bro, there at least, yeah. There.
Ah, the signs.
I'm telling you, bro, it's like one of them places where, like, I couldn't even believe I was there, bro. It's like a different world, bro. It was crazy, man. Bro. I loved it, bro. And that's why that Europe shit was like amazing. Cause like, yeah, playing shows is always crazy, but like seeing the world is like some other shit, bro. Like, and bro. Off the raps too. Like, it's crazy.
Of course, man. Then you're over here doing your first video outside your school.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? And they're like, yo, I'm in Europe.
No,
this
I'm
is
telling
sick.
You, bro. And like, we're motherfuckers who like, it's never been overnight for us. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we started taking this shit serious at the same time. Yeah. It's like, it's
half
been
a
it's a fucking journey, bro. Yeah, so I literally said all the time we were half a decade half into a this decade. Shit, like, bro, like it's insane, and it's still on an upward trajectory. So it's like, how could you not like go super hard and be grateful? You feel me? Yeah.
That spoken word video you did on your channel,
holy shit!
You're talking about everything about your journey and like overcoming and ramping.
Oh
back up
yeah!
And all that.
Oh
like,
yeah!
That was amazing.
Damn! Oh damn! Yeah! Yeah! I remember, yeah, bro. That that, yeah, I just try to be on some real shit. Like, just, well, I don't know, give people a fucking, yeah, for real, bro. Spoken I tried word. To give people a fucking, yeah, I didn't even realize it was on some spoken word shit, but damn it, that shit, it was. Here is.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, like, yeah, bro, like, you got to give people a reason to root for you, bro. If you, there's no ups if there ain't downs, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, and that's why I think the music is more, I don't know, it's the best it's ever been, bro, because it's just like giving people the real shit on like a higher level than it's ever been. Than at least I've ever given it, bro. Like, yeah.
Well, you know that feeling. You said, like, I feel like I did in 2018.
Like, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
again.
Bro, like, I feel very, like, we're about to go on a run. And we're on a run right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is an opportunity for me, bro. So I appreciate y'all, bro. Like,
appreciate you.
For real, bro.
Thank you.
You feel me? So it feels good, bro. We're, like, super back in the swing of things. And even out here in LA and shit, doing these interviews and shit, I'm like, oh, yeah. This is what I do. Like, I'm about to go rap and shit. Oh, yeah. Okay, bet. You feel me? It feels good, bro.
Yeah. And then you gotta go to Bootleg Kev Hepsis. I'm so sorry.
I'm about to be geeked.
You need to wake up. You need to wake up.
I'm literally gonna tell him. He's gonna be like, this fucking guy.
He came all fucking
for real.
We fucked up all his guests.
I'm so sorry. Shit, bro.
What happened? We fucked up all his guests that are like,
stop, oh, after this, I'm about to go. Wait, who did we do that to? We did that before.
I forget.
We did that to somebody. And then we found out
there's
after.
There's definitely going to be people who watch both who are going to be like, oh, yeah, he's cooked. He was cooked.
So how can everybody find you? How can everybody follow you?
Man, if you Google Travis Thompson, bro, like, you find me everywhere. You can follow me, Travis X Thompson. So TravisX.
There you go.
Thompson. But yeah, bro, that's everywhere. Like, and Spotify, Apple Music, bro, I ain't hard to find, bro. Like, I got a goofy ass haircut and I be rapping hard as fuck, bro. So come tap in, bro.
I love it. That should be the name of your. I got a goofy ass haircut and I rap hard as fuck.
I just know what
bro.
I look like, and I know that this is people are gonna be tapping in who might not know. But we put out really good music, bro, and I'm solidified, bro. Like, we've been here for a minute doing our shit, bro.
When I showed him, he's like, I did not expect to hear this right now.
Like, nah, thank you, bro. Like, you know, hell yeah.
Oh no, it was Ralph. He's like, I didn't expect him to sound like them. Like,
I'm telling you, bro.
Hard. Mm-hmm. Oh, that shit with G-Eazy was sick as fuck too. I like the looking, video,
bro.
The production, the fish mouth move. Like, there's production in this one.
Nah, you feel me? Yeah, no, that was like the single when I was on the label. That was the big, but like, yeah, now G-Eazy the homie, bro, he's a good person too. Like, yeah, real shit.
That was good, man. I like that one. I was just talking about the video.
Yeah, that one's like the most Seattle shit ever, bro. We were in the stadium, we were in the Seahawks stadium for that shit too. Like, bro, I'm telling you, bro. Like, yeah, we were supposed to be at Pike Place Market, but G-Eazy talked about cocaine, so they weren't fucking with it.
What's that, Pike Place Market? What is that?
Like the Pike Place Market in Seattle. You never seen that where they throw the fish and shit?
Oh, you're talking about the fisherman's wharf, like the wharf, basically?
It's not called the wharf.
That's in San Francisco.
It's like Pike Place Market, yeah.
You mean like the fishermen come and throw all that shit? That's in Seattle?
Yeah,
I see that shit on YouTube all the time.
Yeah, it's like a landmark.
I just thought people do that shit. I didn't know it was like a thing over there.
All right.
Yeah. Well, dude, thank you so much for being here.
Nah, hell yeah, bro. Thank you for having me, bro.
This
was
fun.
This shit was tight as fuck.
This is fun, man.
Nah, hell yeah. Thank you, bro.
Marty, you got anything else?
Well, I was just going to ask, we always ask the people that are in music, we're an official Spotify podcast, who's your top people that you've been listening to?
Man, right now I'm running a lot, this V's album. You fuck with V's?
V's?
Yeah, right. I think he's from Detroit, I think. Like, and then I fuck with Lucky. You fuck with Lucky?
With I at the end, right?
L-U-C-K-I. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fucking with his album. Dominic Fike just dropped the album.
So he popped on my Spotify recently.
Yeah, he's fire, you feel me? And then, like, I listen to a lot of Isaiah Rashad.
All right, yeah, Isaiah Rashad's tight.
JID, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are probably like my top five right now. Like, people I listen to.
JID's fucking awesome, my homie.
JID's hard, bro.
He helps out with them. And
I opened for him back in the day, like in Seattle, like back before he was open for this guy named Pell. Like, it was crazy, bro. Like, nobody knew who Jay was. It was wild. He did that Never song, though, because that had been out. It was crazy.
That shit's sick as fuck. Live, too. Yeah. I saw him. That was the last concert I saw for fucking.
For real?
The shutdown.
No, I remember he did like the, what you call a chick that don't suck dick, you know. You know what I'm saying? He did that. And the girls in the crowd was not fucking with it. And I was like, nah, that's hard, bro. Oh my God, this is shit. And then eventually it became like the Dreamville fucking hit. You know what I'm saying?
It was hard, man.
He's hard, bro. Yeah,
good. That's a good playlist.
You feel me? That's a good playlist, right? Yeah.
Yes. So after this, everybody, Travis Thompson on Spotify. Go check him out.
Tap in, man.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, bro. For real.
Appreciate it. This has been fun as hell. That gun was fun. I think I'm gonna bust that out on a lot more people.
Yes, please do.
That was dope. That was dope. Yeah. Marty, thank you so much. Travis Thompson, thank you so much for being here, bro. Guys, it's been the Dope as Usual podcast. We appreciate you. Have a dope ass day. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Good shit.
That was hard. Is that a good one?
Yeah, that was fun. I'm so sorry. I know you gotta go fucking do another interview.
Yeah.